Log Talk Radio.
I make moves to get me where I'm going. If it ain't rough, it ain't me, so don't hit me, cause they lead. I've been talking about how motherfuckers great D and make the demon with his own venom. He'll get rappers and shut the fucking microphones in them. X niggas is trying to hand, so they got to get it. If he down, you just got back, back. Fucking shots with it. I beat the shit out of money, cause yo, that's all I knew. They call me going just to grin, cause that's all I do. I say the more check that ass to be beef. Bitch, I niggas feel the pressure passing me on the street. Got that bugged out, smoked out, and drunk out flow. With your oil, empty, every spun out, to your ass hit the flow. And yo, I can roll like a dog. My love, boom out, damn this song, come on. And you only know half the strength. I'm in a step with the twice, but the tins got grip, and I make moves to get me where I'm going. Get me where I'm going. I make moves to get me where I'm going.
Charts, that was Bootsy Collins and DMX, the newest one out called X Moves. Man, welcome again. This is going to be one of the programs we're going to lay down again and again about the facts do matter. Yes, they do. No matter how you feel about the facts always matter. Remember that. Have you noticed, though, a lot of times you're hearing on the news now, they always say the facts. Now, we've been saying this shit for over 7 years about facts. Now, every newscast, fact check, facts this, facts. Maybe I'm ahead of our time or away of our time, but I'm in time. Special thanks, man. Thank you, Brother D. Sister Shalene, appreciate the love. Thank y'all so much for the connection. Appreciate that, man. And they know what a lot of that, when it comes from y'all, makes me feel a lot better about what we're doing. And because it keeps the energy level going, that people are appreciative to what is happening. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Brother D, Sister Shalene, Queen Shalene. Appreciate that. This program is going to be pretty much heated from the beginning. Can't even waste no time now, because if you have read, today's topic is Hail ISIS. We serve good and evil. ISIS is the god of this world. Just look it up. When you say Hail Mary, change the words to Hail Isis, full of grace. When you say Queen of Heaven, say Isis. There is no Hail Mary. It's only Hail Isis. And we will prove that today. The most elaborate ceremony on the planet Earth took place last Saturday on Saturn Day in Cairo, Egypt. You didn't see Ashwa Quasi there. You ain't see none of our so-called scholars there because they ain't have no money for that shit. That was a million to a billion dollar ritual of the planet Earth. When you could take out 22 pharaohs, including women, and parade them in an elaborate car that costs more than most people's houses, so the bodies would not get touched by oxygen. They were in hyper chambers. And then when they get to the end, to the final, they made the circle around the obelisk. Did you see the elaborate light show? If you have not seen the parade of the pharaohs, you have missed the biggest pageantry of all times. Ain't nothing could beat that. Nothing could beat that. Same time, all this going on. We told you the sacrifices were going in. DMX dies on the knife. Prince Philip's of England, one of the most diabolical families on the planet Earth, dies at 99. Now, I know all that don't make sense to some of you out there who listen in TV world, but this is going to be one of those shows. And while all this is going on, strategically across the planet Earth, they're going to make it difficult for U.S. citizens who do not want to fly with a passport vaccination. They're going to make it difficult for us to go around the world. Right now, Puerto Rico is about to be locked down again. All you Puerto Ricans out there, get ready, mommy. They're about to lock the whole island down because you're part of the plan. See, all this is called guinea pig experimentation. We tried to tell people this years ago because I was told years ago, probably two decades ago. That's how long this plan has been diabolically orchestrated. Started off, like you said, with SARS, AIDS, all that crap. All under the auspices of Dr. Fauci. Fauci, better go look it up. It's amazing what's going on. And they know we sheep. That's why we did the alien Jesus last week, because Jesus' followers were sheeps. Led to the slaughter. That's pretty much who Jesus came. Then he changed up and said, I didn't come for these people. I come from the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He put a specific on there. Hell of a story that one is, huh? Everybody think he coming to save the world. And in his own words, he said, not me. I'm only coming for a remnant, a small group. And that's what this is all about. See, they want a remnant of people left. See, I didn't get to reverse it. It ain't because you special. No. What's special about human beings right now? Can you give me all of you on the line? Give me what's special that we have done special, and I'll be willing to say, give us the facts. Ain't nothing special going on here but being gullibly taken over by a masterful mind of what I call the most greatest group on the planet Earth. The bloodline of Isis. No doubt about it. They are worshiping Isis right before your very eyes. And we're going to prove it with facts. Not my emotions, but facts. Because facts matters. Again, there is a evil and good component to everybody. Everybody in this line got good and evil in them. Don't even play me that you don't have it. Because you're lying to your damn self. You know you're good and evil at the same time. Things you do to your family, friends, and everything else. You can be good and you can be evil. Because you serve Isis. And that's what this is all about. So today's program is going to elaborate on some of the things we already heard. They even got Patah Seeker stuff in here. Now, Patah Seeker did not come up with this. He got it, too, because this 26,000-year cycle has been in books for millennials. So this nothing new under the sun. He just was able to take it and regurgitate it to a new time frame. And you know what they call you? They call us, we in the chimes of life. Now, some of the things that we're going to say you heard. And this is going to be the positive. I'm going to give you the good right now because evil ain't going to be far away. But the good is the cycle of the ages is connecting celestial movements. All religions have said this. They are built on the experience of soul consciousness, fitted for the time and the chimes they live in. See, the climes, the chimes that you live in mean the vibrations. So we're in a vibrational chime now. So we are seeing things. So here's the good. The cycle of the ages, the 26,000 cycles, the signs of the zodiac. And here's what I told you, the 400 years now is all was a trick of low vibration. That's what the Jesus story was about, the low vibrations of 400 years that you just experienced. The low point of the current cycle was in 500 AD. And when they're currently on track to the higher vibration, Jesus lives 500 years before the low point of the cycle. That's the story of Jesus. He represents a system of a cycle, not a physical, but a allegoric cycle of reality. It says at the low point, that's when Jesus came at the low point of the cycle. That's why he supposed to have suffer until we come out. And then he said, look for the new with a man with a pitcher. Well, y'all know that's the age of Aquarius because men don't carry pitchers in that era. Men don't carry pitchers. Now, in that era, women was the one who draw the water. So that was the allegoric story of the celestial. Now, it says 500 A.D., a bit over halfway into the last descending of the Kali Yuga. Now, look that up. Kali and Yuga, Y-U-G-A. And it goes on to say, in the year 500 A.D. Now, the cycle is changing. The higher vibration. Y'all heard many of our brothers and sisters on here say we got to go into higher consciousness. Here's the thing. That's what Brother West was always saying. Here's the thing. Many ain't going. Because your conscious level has not rose to a level of what these people are talking about. How do I know? Because the things that you do and we do, and I said we do, at this point in time, is that of a person who is unconscious. To be following all of these regimens, lay down. Now here come evil. Evil know it's a vibrational change. See, good know it's coming. Evil know it's coming. So what does good and evil do? They're battling for the souls. That was what Biden told you. He's fighting for your soul. See, you didn't get that. See, we're using all the allegories of these wizards because Biden's a wizard. Trump was a wizard. And all who's in D.C. are wizards. That's why he called them the Washington Wizards. It's not hard to see this when your eyes are open. Even if you got glasses on, you still could be blind. So let's get this program popping. Now, here's where it gets deep. DMX, Hank Aaron, the newscaster, the black sister who died recently, many people who are not keeping up because you're now being happy to be free. Florida is inundated with everybody from all the 50 states are here. Boy, oh boy, if you could see what I see, you'll be holy shit. Look at the asses on these people. And I don't know where they're getting fed. Nebraska, whatever the hell they're eating. Poor boy, oh boy. Anyway, let's get back. So now, all this is going on. There's been rumors that people have taken the vaccination and later on had adverse effects. I heard people in my own circle say their arm was sore for a day or two. Some said they got a cold. Some said they had a headache. Because everybody around me is starting to believe that they should be the guinea pigs. I even had to debate people who just show you the ignorance of people. They will argue with you about the vaccination as if they're experts. So first thing they said was, I said, well, you know, is it FDA approved? Yes. Wrong. So when you show them, you should see their face. Evil comes on them. See, evil is in good and evil. It's in people. So So I don't want to hear nobody talk about, oh, we all good. That's a bunch of bullshit. How we all good? It's a lie. So when I told them that, here, look, take a look, they were looking speechless because evil came on them because they realized I'm a guinea pig. See, when the evil come on you and you say I'm a guinea pig, now you want to attack the people. So people were getting them shots. You are a guinea pig, and here's why. All through Canada, there's been news. So you don't get Canadian news. Buffalo do, parts of New York State, parts of Illinois, parts of those who are on the border of Canada will see Canadian news. But Canadian news is, I mean, do you see what Canada, I mean, the things they're coming up with is like, whoa, but it's not named Canada. It's called British Columbia. So being that that is the case and that is a fact, you calling it the wrong name does not determine your aptitude. It still show you that you better do some research. So right now, there are reports of 100 to 200% death rate from this shot because it started out low. Now people falling out, but you ain't getting it on the news. They even stopped Johnson & Johnson vaccinations around the world now. They talking about, whatever with the Xena, whatever the poisonous, venomous serum is, has everybody thinking, oh, I can go outside now, show you a sheep. See, and that's why we're going to have to separate. See, the Bible story is an alien book. We're not deterring ourselves from that because you have not realized that. The book said the wheat and tare. That means those who took shots and those who don't will be separated. Oh, yes. The separation already started of your so-called wheat and tare allegoric story. And those of you, when I get finished with this program, if your wife or husband, boyfriend, girlfriend takes it, you better be careful because we got to have a serious talk because you don't know, one day you might snap and kill me in bed because the devil made you do it. Welcome to the Helios. We're about to get it on. Now, this is real. This is coming out of a real report. This is coming out of Canada. This is what the man said. He said, I didn't quit. I refused to test and was denied access to the building. The question was, this daily testing policy for the unvaccinated has nothing to do with protecting others from asymptomatic transmission. The terrible, uncomfortable, and invasive procedure, you know that thing they stick up your nose, is being used as an instrument of coercion, a form of medical torture, medical apartheid, medical torture meant to force our submission to becoming test subjects for the experimental vaccines. Does that make sense to you? I'm going to say it again. Test subjects for the experimental vaccines with an S. See, this is not going to be just one vaccine. There's going to be plenty of vaccines because they already come with what, two. But see, with these new evil deviants, they created in different continents. Now it's the Brazil because Brazil got a whole bunch of black folks there. Black folks ain't even the number one group in America. The number one group of blacks are in Brazil, everybody. See, don't get it twisted because you see, there's more blacks in Brazil than you could even imagine if you want to go by that color analogy. So black America, you are a minority to the rest of the South America as far as how many blacks are in the country. You don't even come close to the amount that the Brazil has. Or Central America has. So get that through your head, and you might realize that you're not as great as you think you are. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, because we got this egotistical group of people who believe that they're friggin' controlling Egypt. Are you, after today's program, you don't control shit. You can't even control your goddamn neighborhood. You think you're going to control the artifacts of Egypt? All you Hilltep suckers, and sisters, you need to take that shit off that y'all wearing. Take that shit off. You ain't got no power over Egypt. First of all, just think a minute. Why would anybody believe that the blacks in America owns anything in the pyramids? I'm going to let y'all think about that for a minute. Can't even go there without taking shots. Some of y'all say y'all didn't take shots. I just know people told me they took shots. Probably came back with some sicknesses. Because those shots, it's strange. You got to go back to your country, your continent you claim, and you got to take shots to go to certain parts of the continent that you claim. that automatically tell you you ain't part of that continent because your body DNA can't even handle it. So all you Hotep liars out there who got no control over the pharaohs, because you would have had a parade by now, wouldn't you? On Martin Luther King Boulevard by now, wouldn't it? It would have been a parade by now, wouldn't it? You'd have had the, you know, you would have had that by now. All Martin Luther King would have had the pharaohs on it. Psych. Let's get busy. We about to blow this thing up. All this lying, because it's good and evil in everybody. And don't fool yourself, because, oh, she's such a good person. Hell no. That bitch evil on the side. Plotting. All you got to do is watch the shows that I tell people, say, when you want to see good and evil, just watch, you know, Fatal Attraction. See, I watched that one because it's all about blacks. You know, I've seen all the other ones, Dateline. You want to see some evil people? Just watch Fatal Attraction on TV One. That'll show you how good your asses are. Because these are your own relatives killing, your own family members killing, but you worry about the white man. Oh, lying asses. Let's get this show started. 88554, you on the Helios. We about to get hot on here.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Man, we doing. Thank you. Appreciate that love, too.
No, it's okay. Hey, I actually, if anybody's interested, that parade procession is actually up on YouTube on the Al Jazeera website. So you can go up there and catch a glimpse of it. It was interesting.
I watched the whole thing. And I'm going to tell y'all, nobody had a parade ever like that over here. Ever.
No. Matter of fact, we used to have a parade here, Bob Billiken parade towards the end of right before the school year. Because of quote-unquote COVID, they stopped it now. And it used to be on Martin Luther King Drive, of all places. It's been going on for over 30, 40 years here.
Mm-hmm. And this parade, now here, COVID didn't even count in this parade. What no COVID talked about during this parade, everybody?
People were out and everything, cheering, and I didn't see no people with masks on, none of that shit.
None. And then, did you see the procession? Did you see the women? Did you see the theatrics? They in front of the damn pyramids.
Yeah.
I want to know, where are these Hotep niggas at today?
Hey, let me say quickly before you go to the next caller. Now, I found the article last night on one of the alternative news sites. Now, there were two other people that died around the time Prince Charles did. Now, one of them was named, what was his name? So it was two people, Petra Kellner and Sir Richard Sutton. They were supposed to have been like, Sutton was supposed to be one of Britain's richest men of all time, and both of them were killed recently. Kellner died in a helicopter crash in Alaska, and Sir Richard Sutton was stabbed at his house in England.
Wow.
And right at the same time, then Prince Philip supposedly had died at the hospital at age of 99, like you said. And ironically, this conversation was caught on telephone by Merkel and Putin. And it was translated. And this article was published yesterday. And they were talking about these deaths and everything connected with the Great Reset.
The Great Reset. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, they just found more Tutankhamun. Now, I'm glad you're bringing all this up because there's a war. There's a war going on big time. And all of us are involved in this war. We are called collateral damage. I don't care how you believe, what you believe, you are collateral damage. You could die tomorrow, most of us. On this phone right now. And guess what they'll say? They died and life goes on. That's what we better understand. They already know they're setting it up for a certain group. Look, they're killing everybody. They're killing people all over the earth. No explanations. What you hear in England is just, let me just go with some of the stuff we're going to talk about today. Not only is that happening, not only are they using the vaccines to kill Prince Philip, the prince to die. I'm gonna play this before we get till we get the next caller. I got you coming, Prince Philip. People don't even know. We played this on a long time ago. When I heard it, I couldn't believe that he can get away. The man said, "I want to come back when he dies. He said, I want to incarnate into a virus. I will play this clip, and we will start this program. They are about to do a mass. Today, preparing for the Great Reset. Done. Now I was talking about resetting the population.
Hey, let me say one quick thing locally what's going on here. Now the mayor is working with Walgreens and the churches of all people to get black and Latino people to take these shots. And people are so silly here, not knowing, thinking about what happened last year. She shut all the churches down. Matter of fact, one church tried to have a service, and she sent the damn SWAT team in to shut the church down. But now you're talking about now working with these pastors and these churches trying to get all these black people to take the shots, and they falling for it.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Glad you brought that up. She just got booed. Her and the governor got booed at the Cubs game.
The same thing happened in California. All these governors, well, now, I'm not going to say all. Most of these Democratic mayors and governors that went to the opening day ceremonies for the baseball games and stuff, they're getting booed.
Right. Booed. Texas didn't get booed. Florida did not get booed. All I'm saying to everybody out there, you are a guinea pig in your region. You're not going to play like you got safety. You do not have any safety whatsoever, so don't even fool yourself into believing. These people were being booed, and the plan still in effect. That's how deep this is.
Right.
This plan is still in effect because not only she did that, another person, they have a church on Easter, I read, and the police busted the white dude. The white dude started talking back. He's supposed to be from Poland when he experienced communist country, and he went berserk on the police. Now, there is a difference of color because there is a color component. Never going to tell you it's not. That's a fact. The color is a minute uses, but it works so prophetically and so perfect. They can use a small uses of color and make it. Well, he told them he was white. Congregation was mostly white. The police actually left. This was on TV. Look it up. Pastor rebuke police. Now, the church is going to fight. The white Anglo-Saxon churches will fight back. The black churches, we're going to show you. See, this is the color component again. See, it's not by design. It's by perfectly designed. It's not by you being foolish. It's designed this way. They got you thinking that you're all praying to Jesus, but Jesus got different churches. Now, this church that the white people are a part of, they are going to fight, most of them. The Anglo-Saxon Protestant one. The rest of them that are pure Christian, Catholic, or Baptist, these different sects, these are sects of churches created for rulership over. They got this on play. It's called the seven churches, meaning the seven rays of Saturn. These people are very diabolical. It's almost unbelievable, but it's good in this. Because you know what they're going to say? This is a good part. They're going to say, you know, we try to bring everybody into a perfect peace. And see, all you conscious Hotep people, all y'all be talking about is the great Zeptepi and all this going back to the beginning and going to the consciousness. This is what they're going to tell you. Well, this is how we get conscious, because we're going to purify your souls with, you know, purification. Well, you know, what does that mean, purify our soul? The virus is dangerous, so you got to do. So you're doing what they tell you to do through a spell. This spell, like you just said, they just booed the mayor and the governor. And the church open that doors up to her? Is that not a spell to you? Is that not a spell, brother? If she could go to a black church and a white church is telling them to get out and the black church is saying come in, it's the same story of Margaret Sanger of Planned Parenthood and eugenics. These are eugenicists that we're dealing with. People who want to control population. These are some real cycle people. Now, let's make some sense here. While all this is going on, you don't see no coverage of Bill Gates of how much farmland he just purchased recently. No, somebody look it up. If I'm making this up, he done brought more. Him and his wife are
Jeff Bezos of Amazon. That started coming out months ago. But like you said, nobody was talking about it.
No, because they got us all COVID out. You are COVID. Not all y'all on this line. But those of you who are, still got to deal with people. You still got, this is the whole thing when I'm trying to explain. And I'm going to play this clip and let y'all go. Everybody can go from here. I'm only going to 10:30. I'm going to let y'all jump in. It's not that we trying to tell people that, oh, this is made up. This is not real. No, it's real. It's a real test to kill us off symmetrically at a time. Depending on how this thing goes into the body. and how it activates all your whatever activities in there, and it shuts it into a certain shutdown. It may take more time for certain people. No one's all going to die at once. That's not the plan. The plan is incrementally killing you off incrementally. That means slowly but surely until they get what they saying they're going to get. And how do I know this?
Right. Because population control.
Population control. So they went to the black church. The black church is instruments. They are tools. Not that they ain't nice, but they are following an evil agenda. They could be good, but their soul loves evil. Because you will, who will tell a people to go take a vaccine that you've been shut down, can't go to church, but now you want to open the doors for me to take a vaccine? I bet the day they say the church say take the vaccine, it'll be packed. There'll be no limit that day. We're going to have an unlimited day for vaccines. You can come in and pray and get your vaccine. Guarantee that's coming. But here's the real ticker. Prince Charles, the dragon, the Red Castle, Vlad the Impaler. I hope y'all heard of Vlad the Impaler Bay. He said he is descendants of Vat Dracula. This came out of his own mouth. But his biggest thing is when
we have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. A global crisis like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
That was last year. Last year, Prince Philip said this. He said we had a golden opportunity. He said 50 years. 50 years is a symbolic for the 500. I just told you. They know the terminology. When he said 50, that was the 5 AD. They said we have a time now, a timetable. He didn't have to say 50. He used the 50. Because I told you it started in 500 AD when they made the low point of the cycle. They know what's coming. They said we got a small window of opportunity. And then he's dead. And this is the final thing he said. He said this years ago, because he must have knew his day was coming. He said this, and I'm gonna get y'all in the mic. Who would say this? And now he's dead. Listen carefully. It's very hard to hear. Listen carefully.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. If where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Not a guess.
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilization to greater availability of contraception. I don't know. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think it might be described as voluntary family limitation.
Lines open. Not just Prince Charles, who just died. They say, I haven't got the confirmation, but they say DMX, these Dark Man X, they say he took the vaccine. I have no confirmation on that. But you just heard Prince Phillips, two clips, state what he wants to do. Y'all tell me, and they're not telling us to our faith what they're going to do. Go ahead. Got the lines open. 9927.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey.
6661.
Resurrection.
Go ahead.
Resurrection. Resurrection Biden, everyone.
Appreciate that love, sister. Appreciate that love. Thank you.
You tell everybody this every day that, look, this is a form of depopulation. I just had someone stand on me and tell me, oh, America is not going to be depopulated. That's for China. I'm like, what? Everyone's being depopulated off this planet. They have an agenda to build their new utopia, which is false representation of a heaven controlled by artificial intelligent beings that may have been already here and they ain't discovered anything. You already existed, and all they needed was some help to get put into the system so that they can control everything. These people, entities, are getting all their information from this artificial intelligent being. So therefore, that's who's running everything. These other beings, who is this artificial intelligent or spiritual being that's in an energetic form or frequency higher than all of us that can actually manipulate these other beings that have frequency too and take control by creating a virus and they're infiltrating it? These scientists are not doing these experiments alone. They're using computer, the artificial intelligence. So everything now is being controlled by the artificial intelligence. This agenda is being controlled by an artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence told you we're going to kill all humans. So there's they didn't hide anything. So everybody is still stuck thinking that, you know, it's under this fear because it is an experiment and this is the hive because the hive is in department. So we're all in these little experimental departments, just like you said, Bone. Okay? We are being mind controlled, programmed, initially programmed every day through sight, all of our senses, which are frequencies too. So we have more than one frequency that's being taken over. And we're in a serious war right now because, they're killing your body, but you are capturing. So what? They're drones. They're machines. And these other ones that's out here connected to the mainframe, like you said, they can cause this person to flip any time. Flip any time. Press the switch because everything is coded. If you
there
don't
you
understand mRNA, you are, it's a genetic mutation that is coded, can be coded through what? Mainframe. They can change the code anytime they want you, press that trigger, and guess what? You're sitting up there eating your damn child. And you can't stop yourself.
Now,
you
I know what they, hold on. That was like a movie with Samuel Jackson. When a lady was in the bathroom and she's about to kill her daughter. And all of a sudden, the frequency went out. They've been telling you. Let me go to 6661. Keep your lines open. But everybody, try to keep
that
your lines
open. That was the Kingsman.
The Kingsman.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Go ahead.
Oh, man. This has been the most high cultic event that I saw that you brought to my attention when it came down to the procession of pharaohs. Man, they showed everything from the high priestess of Amun. I was looking at that shit. I was like, oh, my goodness. No COVID, solid gold, sarcophagus, solid, made of pure gold. That was the high cult of all occultism. And then, you know, I was looking at other perspectives of what was going around, and I saw, the brother DMX had, he passed on. And, my mind started wondering everything, and I said, man, DMX passed. And, we always knew DMX was he had problems, as far as drug problems.
Yeah,
even down here in South Florida, he used to come down here, South Florida, and hang out all over there in this place called Opa-locka. We know it, and they have, you know, the projects called the Blues. And, you know, people used to say he used to come in and be on overnight binges within the system. So, you know, when I said he passed and they were saying, man, and it was – they were putting it to drug overdose. And I said, no, not the fact, because we always look at DMX as being, you know, anyone would look at it being Ned Wino. Ned Wino, no matter what he drank or whatever, he was still Ned Wino and he was still standing. But when I said I looked at DMX last name, the DMX, and I put it and I said, damn, let me start going on an occultic level of looking at him as probably possibly being a sacrifice. So I looked at DMX in the Roman numeral context, as far as looking at that Draco's aspect and the occultism that was going on. And I said, damn, DMX in the Latin, it comes out to 501. But then depending on how you're talking about it, it can mean 571,027, which still equals out to the four. And when I thought about it, I said, oh, my goodness. It was always what the brother always talk about, how they're vibrating and they're operating off of the four. But then DMX also numbers came out to the 501. And I said, oh, my goodness, which reversed back to the six. And I said, oh, my goodness, boy, they're on high alert. And then I looked at Prince Philip, who's a German descent cousin of Elizabeth, you know, and Grecian or whatever. And I said 99, and I back to the nine. And then all that, I was like, man, because remember that 10 was always the perfection. But for man to go to his higher self, they would always fall short of 10, because that perfection was only selected for a few, or maybe it was symbolical of, like, when you, even in the Brothers of the Craft, when they get the 32nd, and then 33rd is just honorary. So I was like, man, this is even in Indiana Jones, when he landed on that big metal steel plank before he fell in, it had that great big X, which is right. Yeah. I said, oh my goodness, but bro, they've been going on a high level occultic movement.
Hey,
unbelievable.
That was one of the highest. And those of you who get a chance, I know you got so much bombardment. See, that's another thing how they get you. It's called bombarding the mind. See, if you bombard the mind with so many signals, jump in. If I say something, jump in and help us make this connection. If you can bombard the mind with so much that you become dumbfounded, that's what's happening. What's y'all take on that? Because we're being bombarded with all kind of information now.
That's a fact. You can, because you're always fighting. You're always being attacked. You will become dumbfounded. You got to slow yourself down first, because you know that they're going to be ahead of you, but you got to slow them down so that you can catch up with them. People don't do that. You actually do have to slow down and figure out what they're doing, what you're doing.
Right.
You
have
to make sense with yourself.
We have to strategize.
You definitely got to analyze yourself all the time, because otherwise you will become, you know, overwhelmed.
I'm glad you said
that, Josh. Coming at you at one time.
Do me a favor.
And then to add to what she's saying.
Turn your phones up a little bit, because I don't know if I can hear. Can y'all hear everybody good? Everybody can be heard good? Making sure.
Yeah, I can.
Is that a little bit better?
Brother D.
Is that a little bit better?
Okay, brother, that's better there. Let me go what you said.
Yeah, Brother D. From St. Louis.
I'm gonna go to 7696 in a minute. I'm gonna go with that point. You said bombard the mind. We're at constant attack. So basically, they don't gotta shoot no bullets, because they can bombard the mind through television. Because every minute we're being bombarded with a bunch of visual memories. Right. Okay. Let's go with
you
that premise.
You always keep your guard up when you're watching TV. You always have to protect your mind when you're watching all these programs out there.
I actually
because
didn't
they you can overcome, you can be taken over. I mean, shit, it's times where I've been, I have to jump back like, oh, shit.
Okay, so hold on.
Because it's again, you're dealing with water, you're dealing with frequency.
Right, so hold on. Now, because television and phones, because now it ain't really television. Most people, and I've seen this whole weekend, most people, no matter where you at, riding a bike, jogging, you got that cell phone on your ass because you want to have music. I rode my bike. I had it on my bike. I got a bike for my phone. It's becoming a necessity to have. And it's going to make, and see, this is where the good come in. It makes it easy. When I'm lost, I can find Google Earth. Now, we're going to look at good and evil now. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because to me, it has been a good thing on some occasions where I was like, God damn, I'm lost. What the hell am I? And Google Earth helped me. So there's good and evil. Let me take some calls. Today is ISIS.
Hey, I want to hear about that brother in St. Louis. Talk to him about that new mayor, that black mayor they got. She's a Delta also. She's a Boulay.
Right.
I want to hear him speak on that.
Thank you, man. I'm about to bring him in now. 7996. Appreciate you. Join us.
Hey, that dry bones. Yeah, I really don't know too much about her, but, you know, she just like Kamala to me. You know, she wore them Chuck Taylors, too. So, you know what I'm saying?
She wore Chuck Taylors, too.
Yeah, she had red. Look, she had red Chuck Taylors on in her suit. That's one of her dresses, you know, she wore for the mayor event. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's a Delta.
But I'm going to tell you like this. You know, they slamming her, you know, because she done made, you know, everybody going to make some backdoor deals in politics. So I don't even know why really they talk about that, you know, anyway, because that's a part of politics. So, you know, whenever they get to spewing out stuff about, oh, she has something to do with this $1 million parking garages, you know, stuff like that. That's every city, so it don't even matter, you know. So I really don't know too much about her. She's just from the hood, you know.
Yeah.
But that's who.
I like that.
That's who,
hey, she's just from the hood.
Know,
go ahead. Keep.
Yeah, because we got the other sister from St. Louis that's in, she up in Congress now. I forgot her name. They got a bunch of women running everything around St. Louis now. And
go ahead. You got now. I'm gonna say this so y'all know. Now St. Louis, everybody better realize it's the Golden Arches. See, it's a Golden Arch there, and it
it's
means
silver.
Something.
It's a silver arch.
Yeah.
And it's the gateway
it means something.
To the west. They
it
call
means
it
something.
The gateway to the west. The gateway.
Yeah, it means something. Go ahead.
And,
keep it going.
I just want to tell you, I'm out on the East Coast. Now I'm out in North Carolina. You know, I ain't get the news because we don't get other states' news, but they offering education for the COVID shot out here.
Damn.
I think I heard that clearly. And, you know, that's how many colleges around here? A bunch of them. And, the college is where they put the ideology in the child's mind, whoever run getting those fraternities, you know, because they're basically making pacts and promises, you know what I'm saying, with each other over the course of time, because that's how you keep the economics going. You got to have a branch of people who mine already is basically put in the box, is that you are already secure. Don't worry about whatever else you see, because they are part of the plan. Like, you know, so that's what I was like, education. And then they say 16 years old, you got a choice if you want to take COVID shot. That's what they offering out here. I was like, how are you going to put that in? They said, that's that bombardment, what we was just talking about. How are you going to put that on the news and tell some innocent child, which, you know, you can't be a mother or a parent no more. So that's put the child like, hey, I feel like I need to go take the COVID shot. And then, you know, they can make that decision on themselves. They don't need their parent or anybody. They say, a 16-year-old, you have the right, if you want to take the COVID shot, just come down.
Hey, hold on. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. I got you. You bringing on some heavy heat. Now, we watched our black folks watch Joe Biden, who going to capture your souls. Remember he said he's going to capture your souls. This is all Masonic talk I'm giving you. He's going to capture your souls. And then he puts a transvestite over your children. Talk to me on that one. Talk to me on that one.
Alien they putting in place.
Yeah.
That's that alien they letting it
come. I hope everybody knows that.
Representation.
Hold on. You heard Prince Philip say mutation. I just heard to the West Coast. I'm so glad you gave us that information because you want to.
Hey, Dry Bones, he didn't say just a mutation. He said a deadly virus.
He said deadly. Y'all heard Prince Philip say this. Now, I don't know what to tell you. He died on 9-9. 999, the ninth day, and he's 99 years old. That's 666, because six is inverted from a nine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know there was a test site down in North Carolina also that just shut down because people was having adverse effects from the shots. That's four within the past week and a half. It was North Carolina, Colorado. I forgot the other two places, but North Carolina is one of the places where they shut down the test site because people were getting sick from the shots.
Now,
well,
North Carolina,
South Carolina. Vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated. It's about to be that, and keep an eye on. This is what the media is working on. Vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated. It is going down. You're going to have some vaccinated that will be under control and not be messed with because you need those. You know, you got to prove out there that this is what's going on. You can't stop this. We're going to keep this in motion. So it's the non-vax versus the vaccinated. They're working on it.
Well, I'm going to say this.
A bunch of the New York Yankees just got sick the other day. One of their star third baseman or something, he had to sit out because they took the shot and they got sick from it. This is just a few days ago. So
now,
let me tell you,
Thank you on that one. Let me bring some facts to it so everybody be on the same page on this one. Now, they told you that the people, we said this earlier, all y'all said this. So let's make it clear that the athletes are already taking the doctrine of evil. I'm gonna tell you why. Not because I'm on the group. Evil means that they are guinea pigs. They are the only groups are athletes who have been told that they must get tested daily to get that big ass check. See, to get that big ass check, that $50 million.
And in the college sports too now.
Yeah, $50 million. If I, you know, you got to ask yourself a question, y'all. This is why Good and Evil is going to be today's program. ISIS. Y'all worship ISIS. Good and Evil.
What are they going to do?
I want y'all to listen. So y'all said it yourself. I'm taking y'all profiles, what y'all just said. So basically what they're going to say in the next 3 to 4 years, because this implementation is going to take just that amount of time. They know the time frame. To get the kids to go against the parents, like y'all just said, the brother just said that you can't do nothing to your kids. Your kids now be given rights now to say, I don't like my parents. So y'all don't know that because y'all ain't read these bills that the Democratic Party, that y'all, fucking demo has a star system behind it. And I'm going to read something to y'all right now for those of you think I'm making this shit up. The reason why I was for the Republican Party, I'm going to tell you right now. Because I had a man on my show who was killed, Senator James Traficant. That is one of the highest grossing shows. White people, thank you. I know you listen to that show. Thank you so much. Senator Traficant, who y'all should know, out of Ohio, he came on here and told us, even when I had all the black, so-called black caucus was listening, I'm about to bring good and evil together on y'all asses. See, we brought the black folks on here. You know how many civil rights leaders we had on here who would not answer the question when I asked them, why would you have a secret meeting and didn't tell the black folks that y'all had this meeting? And then they came out as a talented 10th. 10% of the population will live. This is a secret. See, this secret is out now. If I can find it out, and I ain't that bright, you should have been able to find this out. Here's what he said. And those white folks who listen, this is why you're fighting, because you know, under the craft, The U.S. government went bankrupt in 1933 and is no longer a republic. U.S. Congressional Records, March 17, 1993, Volume 33, House Resolution 1303, said we was in the official hands of the trustees of the Greater Reorganization, which is called the Great Reset. That's what you're going under. From 1933. And what'd you say that brother was? Ain't that an honorary degree? 1933? Honorary degree. Let's get some more calls. We about to fire this shit up. 74, 72, 400 Helios.
Grand rising, Dry Bones, and grand rising to the family. It's Brother Kwame down in Georgia.
Much love, man.
You dropping.
Appreciate you.
It's good. But what you were talking about, you know, the king said it, and the prince said it when he was saying, he told you, he said the reset. We just had the reset December 21st, the transformative reset. But what we just had was, is that when they, you were talking about the gym, that was the great Egyptian museum opening. And what day was that done on? You remember the date?
It was Saturday.
It was April 3rd. It was Saturday before Easter.
It was Saturday
before Easter Sunday. And
exactly.
So what they did was, and you know that they just found the old city of gold with this Amenhotep.
Yes, right.
Right, the Amenhotep. But who is Amenhotep is the father of who? Akhenaten. They've just discovered that city. And now they're bringing out the artifacts and that. But what we had was is who designed that museum, which they now call it the fourth pyramid, the fourth great pyramid, that was designed by an Irish woman and a Chinese man architect company. They designed it, that museum, and putting in what they took from the Cairo Museum, because the reset. We're in the age of Aquarius. It's diagonally across from what? Harem Het, which is the sign of Leo. What they've done is open up the gateway. You were talking about the Jefferson Memorial there on the Mississippi River. That arch is a gateway because on
gateway.
The other side of that river is the world's largest mound is Cahokia. The indigenous people put that city there. But what you just had is a reset of this alignment of the age of Aquarius, because that's when Leo came into existence, because Aquarius is in the east and Leo is Aquarius is in the west and Leo is in the east. And this is why Obama went there, the only president to go and visit the pyramids of Giza when he was
in office. Obama is a Leo.
There you go. So you
and Lori Lightfoot.
Right. And so what you now seeing is they're aligning with the heavens. What this reset is, we just crossed back into the golden age of this 25,920 years. We're reset. This whole thing has got to be reset. And what they're doing is moving the monuments and creating the energy portal for their new gateway.
Right. Now, hold on. You rolling. You rolling hard. I'm loving that. Now, you just brought up 2 points, and I'm going to bring that up to you to show you facts matters. They have already determined through the technology that the Sphinx is a woman. Here it go. The photo of the upper Egyptian female, they said the great Sphinx, that's why they brought out 22 pharaohs, and most of the first pharaohs were women. It says the Sphinx
right.
overlay of the female. It says, I'm just bringing what they're saying. And I'm only going with it because, you know, I'm saying this to y'all. These people over there, I know we over here. But over there, you ain't got no jurisdiction. Don't play me.
But
you ain't
but
got no.
What you got, what,
nobody got no jurisdiction over here, dude. You know I'm telling the
but
truth. That's
what
a
you
fact.
Got, well, but what
the
you got connection.
Okay,
drive
okay
on.
So now you're going to. Oh, let's deal with facts. Brother Kwame, I love you, what you're saying, but we got to give the people the facts. Who has jurisdiction over those, over the great pharaohs? Tell me everybody since you think you know. Tell me who got them.
What do you mean by jurisdiction? Who
can
owns
you,
the
question? Can you go to Egypt? Can you go to Egypt right now? Hold on. We gonna get facts don't matter today. This is ISIS ain't gonna go without. See, I'm on the ISIS right now. Good and evil must be seen. Here it says, tell me the facts. Can anybody in the Western world, Ashwa Kwesi, Dr. Ben, Sheikh Diyad, can they get to those pyramids without jurisdiction? Yes or no?
Well, they're in the ancestors' realm. Yeah, they could get to them they
no longer here. Tell me who has jurisdiction over those pyramids. Somebody look up Google. Google it for me. Who owns the pyramid rights? Come to on the radio. I'm going to let everybody hear. See, this is the day of good and evil. We ain't got time to play. See, everybody going to be judged. If you love evil sound good and good sound evil, this is the program for you today. This is the program for you today. See, I already know what you did. I already know what our people did. You made good evil and evil good, and now we confused because no one wants to say who has the jurisdiction. But I've seen it, and I went to Ancient Aliens. See, I went to Ancient Aliens. I go to these places. And I just don't know how no one can figure out how you get jurisdiction to go dig up somebody's land. And they dug up over here. And guess who gave them jurisdiction over here, everybody? Why don't you go look up the Native American records and say who showed them how to get to this shit. See, this is what's not talked about because good and evil. See, you love to make evil good and good evil. That's why you can't talk about certain things because it will mess up the evil plan that we have for each other. Because lying is evil. If I gave you half a lie and gave you half the truth out, then what does that make me? And now you wonder why you about to suffer. Let me give you their own words what they're going to do to us. See, this is why they call you the Lamb of God, black people, because you're the only one who wants to be led to the slaughter. Who would let a church give us vaccinations in the name of Jesus? Who in their right mind believe that should be? And then he just said Obama, and now they love Obama. I'm glad y'all brought that up. See, Obama is what?
You will get smacked in the face. You will get your ass kicked here if you speak against Obama. You will get cut the fuck out.
I'm glad Brother Kwame brought that. See, that's just beautiful. If you look at the Sphinx, it is a woman. Y'all go look it up. And I want y'all to look it up for real. And it has a lot of things that no one the Kemet community has been brainwashed. I'm going to tell you why. We got all these bright minds over here. Can't buy a mound. Can't grow marijuana. Snoop Dogg and all them getting rich with white people money. But you hate white people, though. But it's okay if Snoop get the money. It's okay if all the rest of them get the money because they made allegiance to ISIS already. This program ain't going to go out deviate today. Y'all going to prove to me that y'all ain't worse than ISIS.
Tiger Woods, right after his car accident, got a contract deal with a video game company. How ironic, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And he's speeding. Then they found out that he was at a high rate of speed. Really? Was his car at a high rate of speed because it was taken over? See, you don't even
understand. Who said he was actually in the car?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Who's to say? You ain't seen Tiger Woods yet.
Nope.
See, this is stuff that kills me about our people because we pretend we ain't being played. You're being played, plain and simple. The Arabs, the people in your other contestants, that I got nothing against. I'm just telling you, you try going over to the pyramids without going through Islamic jurisdiction. Ain't they the ones that scraped the limestone? Aren't the Arabs the one that scraped the limestone? I was told by Dr. Ben, Sheikh Diya, that they was the ones that took the limestone off and made their mosque. Is that not a fact? Is that a fact? See, that's a fact because nobody answering. That's a fact. So if the Arabs, if the Arabs would come here and be in every black neighborhood under jurisdiction, they don't even have to follow rules. Did you see the Arabs following the rules you following? That's called pirate law. They brought maritime law, and that ship was a penis. See, the ship that blocked the canal was the penis. That's why it was elongated, sideways. It took over commerce. Commerce is now under control of AI. Prove me wrong. That's a fact. So you know it's a fact. I know it's a fact. That means all checks that you're receiving as of now could be terminated under the contract. Now, if I'm making this up, y'all talk to me.
Oh, you mean the universal income?
Yeah. They can't find people to work now. There's so many jobs.
A.K.A. so-called reparations. Yeah, right.
Right. But this is what they're going along with. Now, y'all all on the line, we got to come clean today. Because they just gave the grand ritual. If you did not see that ritual, if you did not see this ritual and watch the whole thing, the whole songs are praying to ISIS. All you got to do is look up the songs. And I got one. I'm going to put one on. It's in the original, close to the original language that they claim. Now, they're not even lying that they went all the way into Uganda. I'm telling you where they went to get these pyramids, these things. They went all the way into Libya. It says, look what this says. This is their own reports, not mine. This is their own reports that they did, so-called sky radar. That's how they find them. See, they find them through the sky, everybody. They send them down vibrations. That's why the satellite's there, everybody, to take the pulse of the earth. And while the satellites are hitting you, and what's the name? Satellites? Ain't satellites Saturn? While Saturn is bringing their lights down, they are taking the pulse of not only the earth, but everybody. That's why they're finding all these things. And look what they found. It says the female Upper Egyptian from the upper part of the 19th century, wonder is the true ancient Upper and Lower Egyptians would look like as many millennia ago. They say the Sphinx, sculpted in the faction, proportioned face, but without upper skull, also like the Sphinx, when the sculpture of the pharaohs were created, they were versions of faces of the same pharaohs. That's what they're saying. They said that the pharaohs were sculpted to normal sculptures, and they went into saying that the colossus, I'm giving you this, this is coming from the ancient mummies of Africa, Egypt, Sphinx, D-Well, CT. That's Egyptian mummy, African, Egyptian Sphinx. They have admitted, they're not lying. They told you where they found them at. They ain't got no problem lying, telling you the truth. It's you can't comprehend the truth. It says the Sphinx of the face, the upper skull, they took x-rays. They did, oh, how do you take x-rays? They must have got the most advanced technology. And then they found out the Sphinx came out of southern Africa. I'm reading their own stuff. They're not making this up. And then it goes on. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff that they're coming with. And that we don't get it because we don't search the knowledge no more. We talk only what we hear. But if you get deep with these books, and Brother Quam, you bring up a lot of books. We start reading books. These books would lead you to other shit because most of these people are high-degree archaeology masons. When you start to look up their pedigree. And when you start to look up their pedigree, you can't get in to the area without being one.
Go the initiated.
They say the Congo female. She was the one. They even admit that the Congo female, where the coal town was at, to make you have satellites. You can't have satellites. Now, Dr. Ngimi sent me some information that is unbelievable. He did a report. Dr. Ngimi, who's one to translate Sheikh Biot's book, me and him are still in contact. He gave me some information on how they tell about Biden, what they did. When you hear what Biden did and what they're doing now, the vaccinations, y'all could take them if you want to. Go ahead now. We're going to tell you what else they said. They also said that their skulls were proportioned with astrology. It said the
Wait a minute. So didn't now isn't there 22 bones in the skull? We're going back to the 22 carcasses of the parade procession and the 22 major arcana. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank y'all for the jumping. I got the line. I ain't took nobody out. Jumping. I'm just giving you what they say. These are the facts. Now, if they lying, it's up to us to find out. Then it goes on to say, I mean, this cat not, they're not making this up. They're not saying that they come from black people. They saying it's all down there. And it's called, those of you that want to know this, look it up. It's look at the year they made this up. This is what scares me about our people. A 1902 study on female Egyptian mummies and women. 1902! And today, they brought out the pharaohs, and four of them were women. Four, the foundation, were women. And that's why all goes back to what we've been saying. They're caught of the hermaphrodites. Remember Obama? How many said he was gay? I think, Then you got Joan Rivers dead for saying that Michelle. So if this is not true, y'all prove it today is not. Here's the line. The line's open. Call in on the phone, 515-605-9343. I watched DMX and Snoop Dogg the other night, had an epiphany. Oh, man, Falling Can't Get Up. I mean, they was just a beautiful. I didn't know they did verses, really. I seen it on YouTube. I said, let me watch the whole thing. Had a good time watching that. And DMX is just like family members, you know. Anybody who ain't got a DMX in their family, you know you're lying. Somebody
but when
high
did,
level,
hey,
how
dry bones.
Much fun. Go ahead, jump
DMX
in.
DMX died. He died the ninth, right? Him and
yep.
The Prince died the ninth. And that is Paul Robeson's born day, solo
oh.
Return.
Man. That's deep. Did not know that one. Paul Robeson. Ooh. And Paul Robeson
and
was a dead boy, man. It, come on. Let's be honest. Paul Robeson
right,
was
but,
old.
But you got to look at the time when Paul Robeson got his fame for doing all that he did. He couldn't perform here. Where did he perform at? He performed
over in Europe.
In England.
England,
he
Europe.
He performed basically all of his 13 years of on stage was basically did Othello there in London.
That's right.
In the British, a black man doing Othello under the crown.
And
one of the scandals was
mm-hmm.
was the prince was having an affair with the black woman.
Hey, you know they have an affair now. They could go right to Jamaica right now, right to the Bahamas right now, and fuck everybody. Shit. They got no problem fucking black women. They've been fucking them for a long, 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 long time. Now, let's go with what you just said. Love that. Paul Robeson, y'all. Let's go with that. Paul Robeson, he was fucking white women. Loved them. He was over in Europe. So was Josephine Baker and quite a few others. Was over in Europe. Count Basie. All of them went to Europe. Europe loved them. Europe probably made them more famous than the United States because it's hard to get paid in the United States being black. So you go out, they send you out, you become rich, come back to America, you living high. And so Paul Robeson was also under the communism. They thought he was a communist. At that time, the Communist Party was being funded because many of them had to go to Russia. Paul Robeson been to Russia, just like my friend Jacqueline, who been on here, the first black jet model, she's been on here 3-4 times. Went to Europe, went to Russia. The first black woman to go to Russia. So Russia and others. Look, we got boxers living in Russia now. So somehow they treat us nice. Maybe they know something we don't know. Because
they just tore down his high school here and replaced it with an AI high school. We had a Paul Robeson high school on here. Wasn't there for a real long time. Tore down, put up a STEM high school.
Because I know
right.
Paul
that
Robeson
shows you how much we care about our black names and black leaders.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, brother. Let's go a minute. It's okay to tear down. I told you, once you let them tear down your culture, even if white folks did some shit, you still don't want to forget it because that goes against the sandcopper. So you're going against your own principles now. See, the sandcopper, which is on the clip that I got on the clip that we did with all the Egyptians, if you don't look back to see what your enemy has gained on you, you're going to end up suffering again from your enemy because you never look back. Go ahead.
Okay, you was making the point with the satellites being able to read and what's up under the sands in Kemet. But we
right.
also know that it reads the 144 grid, which has been activated since 2012. The thing that you have is, and I've shared this before, is that the three pyramids in Galveston is on the 29.6 latitude,
that goes directly to now the four pyramids of Giza. So this Turtle Island is plugged in to the Pyramid of Giza on the geomancy, on the grid.
Right. No one would ever go against that. That's just a fact. Anybody who does what he just said to do, he told you the grid, he gave you the coordinates and everything. It's up to you to look up. That's why I say these programs, which y'all on here, brother Kwame, you could actually is an oral keeper, because if we don't keep these type of archives talk going, people will forget all this ever took place. It won't be Turtle Island no more, because we have allowed the cancel culture to take over all regions. Most people don't even know it's called Turtle Island now. If you go look up Turtle Island, that was what America, this continent, was called. That's a fact. That's a fact. And that's because of the way it looked. Now, the question is, here's the question. Who the hell was taking pictures in the sky to know it looked like a turtle? That's the question you better ask yourself. Let me get some more callers. 855-5252. Who took satellite pictures of these continents in the ancient days? You on the air. 5252.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I was just calling because I wanted to say that I used this program called Womply to get my PPP loan, and I got my first draw maybe a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to show any identification, verification, nothing. Everything they did, everything, I got it within a few days. So the second draw, I've been waiting. They sent me the promissory note. And then I got an identification thing in the email the other day. So I went ahead and I was like, okay, all I have to do is upload my ID. And that took a while, but finally when I uploaded that, then it popped up and said, okay, so now we're going to need you to do facial, we need you to sit in front of the camera, turn to
facial
the left.
Recognition.
So like,
facial recognition.
Yes. And so,
wow.
They didn't tell you anything. They didn't warn anybody. So it's like they're getting you, and then they're going to drop this bomb on you, like as soon as you, you know, want to get the money or whatever.
Right. And you just
I'm surprised they didn't ask for proof of immunization for the COVID shot. That's going to be next.
That's next. Yeah. And the same thing happened when I went to Disney World. I took my son to Disney World maybe 3 years ago. And, you know, we had already spent the money, stayed in a hotel. And by the time we get to Disney World, they're asking instead of they don't even tell you. They just say, oh, put your fingerprint. They, like, scan your fingerprint to get in the park. And so we had already spent all the money and stuff to get there. So it was like I just went ahead and did it, but I just feel like they're going to start doing that more, where they're not going to warn you. They want everyone to just, like, since you got this far, you're going to have to do this.
Right. And I just heard I'm in Florida, Disney World just threw out a bunch of people, because not Disney World, but the Champion. If y'all ever been to Disney Disney area, the Champion Kissimmee is called Kissimmee. They got this hotel called the Champions of Stars or something. They didn't tell the people were sold. The people got kicked out. This is a go look it up. Kicked them out.
Wow.
In Kissimmee, Disney had nothing to say. Now I want y'all to know that Disney is good and evil at the same time. See, Disney is the reason why the German Nazis are here. Von Braun came over, changed his name, and he made himself nice. Disney brought in a bunch of Nazis. That's where NASA came from. Look this up. This is all facts. I don't make up shit on this program.
No, that's the Nazi American Space Association.
That's right. So Von Braun. So think about it. Disney is, now if y'all ever know about Disney, because we here in Florida, Disney was able to buy this land. It was actually a swamp, everybody, because Florida is a lot of swamp. We got the Everglades. I mean, I see the Everglades all the time. When you fly here, you're going to see the Everglades. But here's what happened. They brought this land tax-free. I mean, huge acres. Disney is its own jurisdiction. In a hurricane, it can save itself. They got generators all around it. It can't go out. But Disney is something else, everybody. Disney controls almost 90% of all media. in America.
Right.
And it's under the auspices.
Disney, Amazon is your new government. The corporations is the new government.
Yes. Yeah. So they're going to do this.
Yeah, the technocracy.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So that's why you're seeing the Disney. Disney is actually taking people. Those who come here to Florida, Disney is open. Do not come during any vacations because people will have you waiting. Come on the off-peak time. You get treated nicer. And that's my analogy of Disney. Been there too many times. Disney is the first group that. And you see, but hold on. You see where the NBA playoff was at. Disney, everybody was scared of COVID except us down here. And here you got the world athletes in. Everything took place. A Super Bowl was just here. You think they scared of COVID here? Really? You really believe this?
But what that sister was saying about the ID, the facial recognition, coded, it's the, you can look up, it's coded bias. And there's a black sister at MIT that shows whether the racial identification is put into the algorithm. Even when I used to speak about Ruha Benjamin and race and technology, how they've coded it, because what they've done is we've overcome Jim Crow, and now they've put it into Jim Code. This is the new racial racism that they're using now,
but
is through the algorithm and the codes.
But hold on.
The mRNA is a coded mechanism. It's a coded lipid. It is controlled. It's coded. They use code.
But your kids,
the mRNA.
Your kids are the one they want. They don't want you. They want your kids, everybody. They can care less about you. They're going to cut you off. I'm going to be honest with you. Many of us on this line in the next few years will be cut off all funds. And you can think I'm making it up if you want to. That's your business. But you'll be cut off all funds between 2025 and 2026 when they actually bring in these children that y'all don't realize, migrant workers. I don't understand how anybody could be this ignorant to immigration at this point in time. It's unbelievable. It really is. You going to tell me that you think it's okay?
Hey, Bones.
Go ahead.
This immigration surge where we see little young kids being dropped over fences, these are the new minors. The new minors. Check
new
it out. These are the new miners.
But what you got to look at is what the government was set up. The government was set up because immigrants is what came here. We are the indigenous, and the stolen ones was came here as property. So immigrants is the way in which they keep the population counted.
Well, how many of us? A lot of people say we're not from. A lot of people don't believe in that. We were all brought over in ships. And I did a policy look.
No, I said
the United States cut off a lot of immigration of slaves because they knew they were being overpopulated. They even said in their own, look this up, everybody, in their own writings, they said that we must cut off the slave trade over here. That's where the whole problem came. They said because we got too many.
But I'm sharing. Right, but you're right, because the thing was that slaves were not immigrants. Immigrants are people that come from other countries. You're not identified. You're property when you're a slave. You're not a person. You are property.
Of course.
That is the difference way this country was established, because the indigenous people here and the property that they brought here, all other people were immigrants. This country is founded on immigration.
But immigration at that time, let's be honest with the facts here, immigration at that time was basically indentured, servant, slave, or indentured. The whole world was based off that so-called pirate law. And we're not going to get off that because you can't not say pirate law did not influence America and the pirates all came out of, come on, we got Menemusa's brother. There's a story, if y'all don't know this one, Menemusa, who's rich, supposed to be the richest man, everybody knows he's black. Got to be dumb not to know that. His brother came over here long time ago, but never came back, according to the story. And this story Now, the Bahamas has already been seen to be a selling port. So I believe the facts show that they already was coming here in different pirate. They were already doing it because you can't have the same belief system being the same way all over the earth without some type of transmutation of action. Because how somebody else know about the star and all the same stars?
But who gave the – how did the pirates get the map to come here? Because we had been coming here. This
no,
that,
they,
said,
no, the pirates were black. See, you keep saying we. The pirates were black, man. Let's not go there. The pirates were black.
I'm overstanding.
They're not the white pirates.
I'm overstanding that. What I'm saying
well,
is
why do you keep saying we?
Egyptians...
Why do you keep saying we? Why don't you say we were pirates and we were over here already doing shit? Because to make it sound like we keep saying we try to divide the truth. The truth can't be divided there on this program, good and evil. The white man wasn't even in
here. See, the thing that I'm saying, Dry Bones, half truth is a whole lie. So what you're looking at is we got to have factual facts.
You cannot say we because you're going to have, you may, if I listen to what you just said, and I'm telling everybody today, you make it sound like when we say pirates, the pirates are black. So why don't you say that black folks are
I
pirates?
I didn't say pirates. You said pirates.
I'm saying the pirates
I said
are black.
We.
No, I'm saying, are you telling me the pirates were not the first blacks were not pirates? Ethiopia?
I can go
Ethiopia
with that, but before the pirates came, I'm saying that there were
ancient.
People came here before there were pirates that
came. Time out. Are y'all understand where I'm going with this? He's saying what people? What people are we talking about came here?
The Egyptian people of Kemet.
That's
they
the
were
Egyptian people are black.
The...
Okay, so they black. They black, right?
Okay. They weren't
okay,
pirates.
So black folks came. So black folks came here first. Now, what's the issue? Tell me what happened.
And then you got the pirates that came behind them. So they had to have the map
okay,
to get
time
over
out,
here.
Time out. You got to explain that story. The pirates came behind them. Hold on. We ain't going to go with no. We got to have some facts behind it. So the pirates came behind them in like years, 1,000 years. So
okay.
They,
now, you look
hold
at
on, hold on.
The 14.
You said, hold on.
The,
you just said the Egyptians. I'm going to, because the Hotep brothers, when I play the song of Isis, I hope the whole Hotep nation listens. Y'all telling me the Egyptians came here first. Let's go with that premise. They came here first. Now, this is an advanced civilization. They couldn't beat the pirates? Okay. Obviously, that's too hard. Let's keep it going, y'all. Let's get some more callers. We got to get this program hot. I'm hot today. I'm very hot.
The pirates beat the Cubs the other day.
Did they? Hey. We got to bring humor into the facts, baby. The facts is hard, man. It's hard. See, it's like an equation. I'm making you think. How the hell the Egyptians could come here, so advanced, star system oriented, probably got weapons that we don't even know about because they find it all kind of crystallized. He got a dagger made out of meteorite. How the hell that ever got sharpened, we don't know. But the facts show they was here. Let's go there. How the hell some white pirates stinking, got diseases, supposedly, and then they supposed to be, this is the story, the Yaku story. That's how crazy this shit is. Now, Yaku finds them in caves, right? That's the story. Nation of Islam kept telling us. Finds them in caves, and I decide I want to civilize these people. Now, what fucking made him want to do that? I don't know. But he wants to civilize them. And then, are they all men or is there women in there, in this so-called jungle of white folks? And so, does he decide to say, "Who? Let me find the best looking ones and clean them up first." So that means he took from a certain group of them. Let's be honest with ourselves. That means he already was doing scientific experimentation. Is that not true? Is that not true, everybody? If Yaku was to post the story we've been hearing from the Nation of Islam, isn't he a mad scientist? He wants to make a new group of people. Ain't that what we actually hearing? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I didn't cut off nobody yet. I want to hear from y'all today because it's good and evil. I want to hear how good and evil
we were the first of our demise. And interesting that you should say that because I ran into a so-called Moorish brother, and he was kicking some knowledge, and he had this Black's Law Dictionary. Where was the designation of white as pertaining to people of hue. And I said, damn, really? And then he had the frames of color. And, you know, he was trying to, you know, explain it, and he wanted me to read. And I read, and my main thought to it was saying that look, you know, yeah, you're presenting facts, but then you're also saying that we are the we are our own enemy as far as the point that where we're at now. So how do we go from there and correct the situation and get to a better place?
Right. Now that's,
what you said is correct.
That takes deep thought, and that takes deep thought, because you're gonna break. You got to break through the ice of millennials of years. That's why they called them millennials. They knew what they were saying when they called your kids millennials. That's why 1,000 years had to go by, because they knew it was gonna be hard for us to crack this thing. Because right there, we got so many streams of thought. Tahuti. That's what I'm about. Anybody who knows me, that's my thing. Tahuti. So I'm saying to everybody out there. What happens when we find out that they actually female energy? What happens when we find out?
Hey, dry bones. Speaking of female energy, real quick, look at that. This new Falcon and Captain America series. This new leader of these super soldiers that took the serum. The leader's actually, she looks white, but she's actually a black woman. And the new Captain America, they got his partner is also a black woman. They tell you this in these Marvel movies and TV TV shows. What's going on?
And think about it. I'm not mad about them telling us, because at least they saying what of the population can see this. That's what makes y'all the dry bones, because they knew in the prophecy of the dry bones it says son of man is really son of ISIS. It should be mother of ISIS. They changed to the man part, but it wasn't that. Just look it up. I'm not making this up. And they even tell you it came out the Ethiopian books. I got that right here, too. I'm going to read that so you know that Ethiopia, which is fighting China now with the WHO organization, that's a bunch of bullshit. But anyway, let's go back to this one thing. You see how they did? They changed these names up. Like, everybody should know that they changed a bunch of names. This is common knowledge. So if they changed a bunch of names, now you find that women's are the Holy Mary, Mother God. That's why Mary, Mother Mary is more important than Jesus. Because really, you're supposed to pray to Holy Mary, Mother God. Where they're going to be praying to ISIS. They did a worldwide prayer for ISIS, everybody. I'm not making this up. They did a worldwide. Y'all watch that parade of the pharaohs. Everything was talking about ISIS in the translations. Because they speaking, supposedly, the language of the pharaohs. I can't, you know, that's debatable. Let's get more debate on that. Loud noise. If you're making noise moving around, just mute yourself and bring yourself out when you finish doing that. That's all respect. That's all we ask. Now, let's keep this thing going. Now, y'all better be prepared, because this is going to be the key. Y'all got a president that we all voted. I guess they voted. AI voted. I don't know. But the man said that he wanted to somebody making a lot of noise. Is that me hearing that, or is that just, you know, if you're moving around, just mute your phone.
No, I hear it too.
Just mute your phone.
Yes, I hear it.
If you can't mute, see, this is why I tell black folks, if you can't do the simplest things, you think you're going to beat the New World Order? Man, y'all got to be fucking kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Simple things can't be done. And you think why we in this predicament. That's all I'm going to say.
That's the first, hey, bro. That was the first name of the title of the episode of that new Falcon Captain America series, the World New World Order. I ain't making that shit up.
See? And so they already know you ain't paying attention. This is why I say I'm very scared for our people, because there's no way you can expect me to believe just by your own family DNA that you should be very frightful, personally. I can guarantee you that by the DNA of all of us. Simple thing. Then you wonder why the black community don't have shit. Because they don't do simple things. Here's one simple thing. Respect each other. Really? Money transactions. Pay people. The other one is learn to tell people sometimes you ain't always right. And when you find out you ain't right, then do a reverse. See, when I found out I was lied to and gave all my money to something that was not telling me the whole truth, gave me some good foundation, but it had some slippery sand in it. And see, If I stay dumb.
Like that ex-wife or girlfriend. I've been there, right, done that.
Right. So you're going to follow the thing. So you ain't learning from your mistakes. And that's because we don't want to hear about
you
mistakes.
Ain't lying.
We don't want to learn. So this is the reason why you can't be blaming. See, a group that's still blaming a white man after 400 years. And then forgot
that's
about,
a spell within itself, bro. That's a spell within itself.
All they could come up with for the white man is 400 years. Is I making this up? Somebody, y'all lines are open. Tell me if I'm lying. That's all you could come up with is 400 years and expect me to believe we had nothing to do with our shit. Just look at the math. Don't even add up. A millennial plus. We talk about 3,000. Let's go to 3,000 BC. Just go there. And I'm supposed to be worrying about 400 years. Really? Now, who brainwashed right now to believe 400 years is more important than millennials of time that you claim you was in the beginning, don't you? But you can only be stuck on 400 years. Let's talk. Let me get a commercial break in here. We're going to back. It's going to be hot. That's all I can tell you, man. We're going to get hot. Y'all get yourselves ready to talk because I'm asking questions. Y'all supposed to be the mind of what's going on in your region. If it got you speechless, imagine the rest of us. Imagine the rest of us. If y'all speechless.
I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. I just try to get in where I fit in. I admit, I don't know everything. I'm just trying to learn like everybody else, you know?
No. Ain't nobody on this program.
Yeah, this is a serious learning process for real. Everybody has to.
Yes, it is.
I was told what we believed before was a lie. I even tell my kids I lied to them. I said, man, I made some big mistakes. I don't lie to y'all. They be laughing like, I said, well, watch. I'll tell them, like, you told us. Because we was lied to, but you can't accept that. So you're going to lose your mind up in here.
Woo! Y'all going to make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me lose my cool. Up in here.
I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans up in the jail before, suck my dick. And all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, dumb quick. I fuck you throwing post the dog for some bum shit. I say go to gun click, now I'm one shit. All over some dumb shit, ain't that some shit? Hey niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do. Or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas try to diss you. That's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still wants the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be fucking with me. And you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick and the mic. Y'all niggas characters, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over pussy that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all with the shrimp for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool.
Oh, yeah. We gon' act a fool up in here. Yes, welcome to the Helios Biblis Hour, the Book of the Sun. The show today is called Hail Isis. We serve good and evil. I want to give a shout out to Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie, Brother D, all you've been joining us, Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq. We got to talk. Much love on the West. Hey, it's a lot of stuff going on here, and I'm glad y'all said it because, see, this is how I tell people how facts matter. Because you don't know everything, that's why you got to have some facts. That's why I play people's stuff. That's why I show y'all. I listen to y'all's conversation that y'all give me. We go look it up, and guess what? It makes TV. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make it happen with y'all as always. Can't do it without y'all.
Hey, dry bone.
Go ahead.
The sister brought up a good point about them PPP loans. Now,
oh,
I just found out a couple of days ago, it was a sister. She was running for mayor in Cincinnati. They talking about giving her 30 years because, like, she had got a bunch of those loans, and it was giving them out to a boyfriend or friends, buying dinners and lunches and everything, and I guess she got caught. So you got to be careful with stuff like that, especially dealing with these so-called grants and loans from the federal government.
Now, that call that sister gave, appreciate that, love, sister. Hope you join us. Always connect with us on Sundays and other days we are on the air. But that was deep because think about it. They out there because I even was PP. They got people giving out. I can't name the names right now, but they got people that were saying they could help you get them too. And the loan want all your bank records and all this stuff. So you got to make sure what you're giving to the government now because what you're giving to the government now, like you say, could – until you get into more of what she just said. She said they want facial recognition. They wanted this. Now, again, I don't know what state that was in. All I can say is just check your state and see if are they going to participate in the COVID vaccination passport or are they talking about you must be vaccinated. If your state is saying this, you better find a group, and I'm just saying this, that is going to be an adversary to that particular mindset. That's all I can say to y'all. But keep it going. We'll hear from all y'all. Go ahead, jump in. I got the mic.
It was the governor from Texas. I believe this is Texas. I saw a week and a half ago that he already signed a bill that they're not allowing those vaccination passports in his state. So now it's like you see now the governor. You see which state now is pretty much already going to choose sides. Either they're going to go with it or go against it.
Right. And going with it, and I'm just going to state that each of you being in these different regions, so glad you St. Louis, I'm glad you're on the East Coast, but that state you're in, first to fight, South Carolina, very crazy history. People don't realize off the coast, the Bahamian influence, all of the Gullah people that's in that area was able to take that land, I mean, beautiful swamp land as well, and make beautiful places out of it. But it's under control. I mean, those states there, South Carolina, Georgia in a battle. Georgia in a battle. Georgia's about to lose so much money by Major League Baseball. Now, here's how dumb our people are. I'm only going to talk about black folks right now. The Augusta. Tiger Woods supposed to have been there. You know, everybody to get, you know how much the membership to get into the Augusta membership is? Just look it up. All your corporate leaders.
Oh, you're talking about the Masters, right?
Yeah, the Masters. Yeah, the Augusta, mm-hmm. Open. The Masters. Right there in Georgia. Nobody touched that, though, but you're worrying about baseball because baseball been compromised through all the steroids episodes. So they got a hell of a blemish. Plus, they just had a bogus group win the World Series, the Angels, I think one of the groups was perfectly cheated. So they've been hit. They've been slandered. But when the Major League Baseball commissioner got a membership at the Masters Augusta PGA, and he ain't revoked that one, but he going to revoke. You know how many black folks going to be? This is why I kind of understand what black folks thinking. You about to lose millions that will help you regain the wealth that you lost during COVID. See, all the trillionaires got their money through COVID, but they don't want you to get yours. So they're going to make you lose all that money, black folks. Because you listen to Stacey
It's something else, though. That's the key point, what you just said, dealing with these Voting Rights Act laws. Like right now, the mainstream news is not talking about it, but a lot of these states, now Arizona, Georgia, some up Michigan, the other places, now they're going back again, looking at these votes and everything from this past election. They're finding out all these states had fraud, whatever. That's what it's about.
Right.
But now when the truth is trying to come out, they're trying to suppress it. That's what they're doing to Georgia. There was fraud in that election in Georgia, And, like, unfortunately, a lot of the black people are actually, how can I say this? It was fraud in that election, but the black people sent up the lines that he wasn't, especially with a lot of the politicians and that mayor that got down there. And then now they're going to punish Georgia by taking their sports and their revenue away from them. That's all what it is. It's a fucking game.
And to add to what the brother was saying, you know, when the story first hit, and it said that MLB would pull out, you know, the All-Star game and so forth, I thought about things, you know, that Brother Kwame and our family has said, you know, as far as when we go back to Georgia being the penal colony that it was set up to be. Here mm-hmm. it is, if we look at Georgia from a modernistic point of view and we see, okay, you got more males if it's a penal colony, but you got more males trying to be the feminine. And I'm looking at it from a cultic perspective. If you got more males trying to be the female in Georgia, and now that you just gave up your whole rights to give us reign of what we had to do or what we need to do in throwing this election or this so-called selection, you know, for the takeover, now the double cross came into effect. Now that you gave us the power, we're going to turn our backs on you because, hey, we never cared about you anyway. So y'all believe the lie in order to sell away your future. So now,
right,
being that you're going to pay the ultimate cost because you betrayed your own, now this is what we're seeing in Atlantean or Atlanta or the Great Reset along, because you gave us the power from the penal. And now, looking at it from a cultic perspective, now you gave us free reign to do what we're going to do. Now you're going to pay the cost. Now you're going to pay the cost. Bottom line.
Now, hold on.
They moved the game to Colorado, of all places.
Yeah. Mile High, Colorado. Capital of all of the industry coming out of. Now, I'm going to say,
they just had another vaccination site shut down too because people was getting sick from that COVID-19 shot. Just last week it came out.
But you know, I'm glad y'all saying this. Hold on, because we're at the top of the hour. Those of you at the top of the hour, are you from the hotel? You know we love y'all hotel. We just having fun with y'all today. Hotel, all y'all out there listening, we want y'all to listen because this. What I'm going to play at the 12 o'clock hour is the prayer to ISIS that they gave to the whole world. No COVID was done. Everybody was in on this one. So we're going to play that at the top of the hour. We're going to do a quick commercial. Then we're going to come back, try to get to the top of the hour. Whatever. Jump on the lines now. I cannot be for sure. They're going to cut you off. 515-605-9343. We're on the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. And also, listen.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
Now, for those of you who don't know, we do quite a few programs on there, but I want y'all to know that Sister Antoinette has had some of the most iconic people of our era. When she had just recently, y'all go listen to the archives. She had the first stuntman. The Stuntman Association was on our show. the other night. The first, he was in Mannix, he was in Mission Impossible, all the stuff that Graves and all them, all the black actors should do, he and his stunt crew were the first. He was on the other night. So go to that program. We don't have so many icons. Ray Fauntleroy. We bring y'all some of the, I mean, Kim Weston. We don't have Motown. Everybody has been on that program. Judge Joe Brown, you name it. And that's another part of the Dry Bones because, you know, we all got to have a perspective. And so today's
program, and Dry Bones.
I deal with the exoteric, allegory, parts of history, and we bring it to reflection. Go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, she's doing one on Friday the 16th that she's having Ray Fauntleroy, Kim Weston, about five different people from Motown. They're going to be on discussing the Marvin Gaye and how they were and how about Marvin Gaye's history.
Wow. See, it ain't just on Sundays. We got the legends. I mean, we met so many people in Michigan. We love y'all, Michigan, always. And I mean, we all had Reverend Pinckney first. I mean, went to jail for y'all in Britain Harbor. I mean, because of election fraud. See, everything's dealing with election fraud.
And them people out in Michigan with that damn governor, they catching hell right now, bro.
They catching hell. She talking about bringing back some that, yeah. Whitmore, don't she look Nazi-ist? I mean, if you look like a Hitler fan, I'm not, you know, I got, she have the right to say this. She has a look on her. Just look at that Whitman chick. I mean, I look at her.
She don't look human to me. I'm going to be honest with you. She do not
look
human.
She look like an android. She look like an android. She's not human. I can see you get, you look at their eyes. So many people's eyes. Be like, wow, they scare you with the eyes. You're like, man, they eyes. So you got to look back at them with your eyes because the eyes, if you look, even when, I'm not making this up. I'm not making, Miami's a lot of tough-ass people here. Sometimes you got to look people in their eyes in Miami to make sure that they realize, okay, that's how it works. Because, you know, they look at you, they look at you, you know, then you keep it moving. You know, because something about people, they can sense fear in you with your eyes. And a lot of people, you know, you can see when they look down away, get scared. No. I'm going to see through you too because you might be big, but see, that's what happens. People get deceptive. Big people get killed too. I just want y'all to know that. That's all I'll say. Big people go down too. They may go down a little longer, but the way this world is going, they're going to use intimidation. See, it's like the Wizard of Oz. See, the Wizard of Oz looked it big, but he wasn't big. And that's a make.
Yeah, once you pulled the curtain back, he was a midget.
He was a midget. Yeah, he's a little midget. Powerful midget. And it makes you wonder.
Dry Bones.
Jump in. The line's open.
Okay, Kon-Tiki Museum did the reenactment of the Papyrus boat that sailed before Columbus to the West Indies and South America and America in 1970. You can go online and see the actual footage of what they did when they built the same Papyrus boats that they used out of Kemet to sail to America even before Columbus. They did this.
Oh, hell yeah. But remember, we used to read Jet Magazine. They said before the Mayflower, Bennett, what's his name, Bennett from Ebony?
Lerone Bennett Jr.
Yeah, he wrote a book.
Right, Lerone
people
Bennett.
Knew this. I don't see why this is a mystery today. I really don't.
But did you know?
I look at old Ebony magazines just to see what our people used to look. Sometimes I go to Ebony magazine just to see what we used to see back in the day. They was finding stuff in Egypt back then. In Ebony, they show Cairo, Egypt. They found
that's what the Chicago University of Chicago, James Bressett, the Oriental Museum, right there.
That's right.
Got money from Rockefeller to cover up and flood and make the Aswan Dam. The dam there in order to cover up Nubia's civilization so they wouldn't dig up the pyramids and the artifacts from that. But there was a brother named Pinckney. Sailed from Chicago all the way back to Africa in the early 90s. A lot of folks don't know that one brother sailed alone by himself in a sailboat all the way back to the continent.
Wow.
Look him up. His name is Pinckney. He sailed out of Lake Michigan and went all the way across the Atlantic back to the continent.
Well, I mean, my thing with this, about the selling, because, I mean, we've seen Khufu's selling and all that. I agree that, you know, selling. But, you know, you got groups now. Before, because look where Kim and that go all the way down to the Congo and everything. Idi Amin territory, they got pyramids all the way down there. Oh, yeah. They got pyramids all the way down to into the.
But you were right when you said they started from south, from the mountain of the moon, Lake Nyanza. That's what the Papyrus Hunefa says, is that the people came from the foot of the mountain of the moon, because the
Nile,
the White Nile, starts right there in Lake Victoria or Lake Nyanza. Right there is where the Nile, and it runs from south to north.
Hey, but let me ask this question real quick, Barbara, call me dry bones. Like, when we talking about balance and energy and everything, so don't you think in some cases, like, we always talking about Egypt, Africa, Kemet, what about the ancient artifacts and pyramids and the rivers and everything we got here in America, the Mississippi River, like here in Illinois, Cairo, Illinois, we got pyramids down there. So it's one of those things where do we focus at? We focus so much on Africa. What about what we have here in America already? You know?
That's the focus a lot of times, which I just said earlier. To bring context in that, I'll let you go in a minute, brother. To bring context in that, because that's the big debate, because the people are so confused about Africa. We've been saying this for years. I've already said this on many programs. The Africans don't look like they believe what we're saying. They don't act like they even like us for most part. I mean, I'm going to be honest. What I've met, there's some beautiful African women. There's some beautiful people in Africa. You might fuck the African. That's fine with me. But all I'm saying is on a continental basis of trade and commerce, we ain't together. So that's all I'm dealing with. The sex part, that's another story.
But
we ain't got that.
What Derek is sharing is that, because, see, the Nile runs from south to north, and the Mississippi runs from north to south.
We got this.
It starts in Minnesota.
That part is known. Now, let me be honest with y'all. It's not new to me about this, because, hey, with Queen Mother Moore, all them down in Louisiana, Poverty Point, we've been through all this. We've been through all this about all the land knocks, all the landmines, all the point is we don't have it. We don't have the control over it no more. So that part is to be talked about, but we got to talk about how we lost it. Because if you have something of this value, and you know people trading, how do you give it up? See, the book about how we gave it up, only a few people read it. They use pussy.
Now, I do know, and it's funny you said it. I do know for a fact it was this sister I knew that lived down in North Carolina right now. The land she's living on right now in her house was given to her, I believe, her grandmother by their slave master. They never owned the land, but right before he died, he and them give him the land to him, and that's how they got it. A lot of those discussions were never had also.
They never had
the nets the same way.
Hold on, we got
the land there in Delaware that our family got from the master that owned
them.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at Delaware. Okay, look at Delaware. Let's go there because y'all bring us a good point. Look at Delaware is where all the corporations are at. That's Biden. Biden is Delaware. And Delaware got some of the worst voting laws in its books than any state today. But y'all black folks don't know. Act like y'all want to hear that. It's a fact. Delaware is a corporate entity. Look it up.
And Delaware is the South.
Yeah.
You don't get.
I mean, you can call it the South. I don't know. It's actually the Mason-Dixon line. Mason-Dixon line. Let's get the calls going. We're about to shut out in 90 minutes. Those of you jump on. If you don't jump on, I nothing I can do for you because I don't control the airwaves. It's a Satan controls the airwaves. That's what it said in your book. Go ahead, Dry Bones. I heard you.
Yeah. The brother said the Nile, south to north. Now, when we always think about that, man, the question is, and it's always been there, was the map flipped upside down or right side up or whatever?
That's right. There you go.
Right.
Now, there you go. Now,
that's
again,
the question.
Again, I agree with all y'all, what y'all saying. Now, this is where it gets deep at, y'all. We're about to hit 12 noon. The maps. Y'all said the maps. There's a whole bunch of maps. that the Moors gave away. Let's be honest. The Ethiopians got maps. Chinese got maps. India definitely have maps. And so does Japan and a bunch of people. The question about these maps, and I want all y'all listen carefully. The question we asked y'all, who took the pictures from the sky? Because in order to have a map, somebody got to be a geometrician or surveyor of land. Now, how they do it? Because some of the land on the ancient maps, I want y'all to know, this is not made up. One is called the Perry's map, given to them by the Sultan of the Ottoman Turks, one of the oldest ones. It said that they geographically was able to do it from the stars. Now, how they did it, going to be the discussion after we play this last clip. We're going to 12, we're at the 12 o'clock, because this is something serious, y'all. There's no way we could not act like this at this parade. This parade did not take place. All the COVID talk never happened there. All of it. They didn't say one word about COVID. It was like COVID don't exist. Because maybe because it was from the gods. Now, y'all say Kemet. I'm only using Kemet because this is one of the high level of masonry. They always deal with Kemet for some reason. But Kemet, I told you, and I'm going to say this again.
Yeah, I want you to give up.
Turn the map sideways. The Tropical of Cancer and Capricorn. Those are the two lines on flat Earth. Y'all said it. Is the map's made up? Could be. Upside down? Is it flat? Is it round? Which one is it? The Jesuits made it round. That's why I say.
And with that Cancer and Capricorn dynamic with the zodiac, though, with those two signs are actually, believe it or not, good compatibility because they're polar opposite.
They're 11-11. 11-11. That's what it makes.
Which equals 22.
and the pillars. Remember that a lot of people say it was two, some say it was three, some say it's four.
It's three pillars. It's three pillars.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm gonna just say I know what you're saying. I'm having a good time. Now we got whistlers now, I don't know what's going on. But the new order is in effect. That's all I can tell you. Now, I just want y'all know Joe Biden. I don't understand what our people did. I don't understand how we thinking. The civil rights movement, I love y'all as people, but y'all held your hands to evil. There's no way you could make an agreement like that. And we today have not gotten anything from that agreement. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. Now, the sister, I don't know if you're the first time listener, but I'm gonna let you hear. This is what's going to happen, sister. The one who talked about the PPP, those you got bad credit, don't have no credit. Don't have no credit. I'm telling you, we warned you. See, a prophet warns the people of impending danger. That's what it says in the book. I'm just giving you what they say. Impending danger. So if your credit bad.
Blow that trumpet, bro. Blow that trumpet.
Hey, if your credit bad, right now, if your credit is bad, and you cannot get the 640 in the next few years, all I'm going to say is you will be truly Soylent Green.
This chilling image is just a glimpse into the human rights abuses happening in China right now. That picture is from a recent Human Rights Watch report claiming that over a million ethnic Uyghurs are being held in what's being called a massive internment camp shrouded in secrecy. The Uyghurs, they're a Muslim minority in China living in the northern province of Xinjiang. The camps, which you can see being built here via these satellite shots, are reportedly re-education centers, although Chinese officials insist they are vocational education and employment training centers. But the camps are just the beginning. Chinese authorities are using an unprecedented system of digital surveillance to monitor every aspect of the lives of the almost 10 million Chinese Uyghurs. This includes a network of 20 million cameras, apps that can scan every smartphone searching for religious material. So basically, it's a digital big brother to monitor every aspect of the Uyghurs' lives. And it's not just the Uyghurs. China is using technology to monitor all of its people, harnessing the state's surveillance arsenal in a new program called Social Credit. China is home to 1.3 billion people, and their president, Xi Jinping, says the country's new social credit system keeps his people safe and makes their lives easier. Xi has ordered cameras plastered across China, leaving no dark corners, and plans to monitor every move by every citizen. He's introduced a nationwide program which scores everyone based on their purchases, lifestyle choices, and habits. It's like adding your Facebook data to your credit score, only with far more serious...
Okay, I'm just going to stop there because it's too deep. Did you hear that? Your Facebook...
Hey, bruh. I'm not on Facebook. This is just me now. I ain't trying to judge or talk about nobody. I don't fuck with that shit. And I'm glad what you just played, I'm glad I don't.
You just heard that. It said that. Let me go to
437.
You've been holding. What you think about that 4307, what you just heard? I don't know how long I've been waiting, but go ahead.
Hey,
4307.
Hey, can you hear me?
Go ahead. I hear you.
Hey, This is T from Vancouver. You're talking about the Chinese paradigm in Vancouver, for example, up here in Canada, that's what we're under. The credit system and the tracking, really, it's going to start with your dietary habits, at least up here, right? So people will have apps that sort of, keep track of what your eating habits are, and you'll get points. You know, for certain, like, for example, up here you can get a card that'll give you points to the Petro Canada, so you can get your gas. It'll get you into the movie theater, you know what I mean? All depending on your eating habits. So it just starts there and it goes from there. You know, your driving habits, your social media habits, it's all going to go from there. But one thing I just wanted to touch on is, like, we come from a Christian kind of paradigm in North America, Canada, America. And right now, in this COVID thing, Christianity seems to be under attack like no under. Now, I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not a Christian now. I love you guys. I'm on here every Sunday with you. But have you noticed and observed where you are, the way that up here we got a church under siege in Alberta, literally right now.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on it? Yeah.
Is that the church that I was talking about where he told the police to get out? Is that the one?
No.
Okay.
No, that was another church. This one is called Grace Life Church, and it's it's in northern Alberta. The RCMP have like a garrison up there. I'm not even kidding you. They got a black wall that they've built around the church. I mean, it's funny to me because growing up as a Jehovah's Witness, now I've been on missionary tours into Mexico, gone through military checkpoints. I've seen people die because they won't get a blood transfusion. COVID came along. I mean, and they're gone. They're on Zoom. And it's like, wow. I never thought that something could hit the spirit of people that are so fervent in their beliefs. You know, like, I mean, I'm talking, I got an aunt that's like in her 90s. She'd get on that train. She'd come into the city and preach every day for hours. And COVID comes along and they're gone. So there's something to that Christian paradigm. You know what I mean? There's something there. Right. Whether we like it or not, there's a satanic thing happening. And it's going at that paradigm.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Now, I'm so glad you're listening up there in Canada. You hear me mention Canada a lot because, you know, we from the B-low, Buffalo paradigm, so we know T.O. quite well. Yonge Street was our hangout. It's amazing, but people don't know that the real name of Canada is British Columbia.
I'm in British Columbia. I'm sitting right here, and indeed it is. And you know, Alberta is named after Prince Albert, right? And that's right next door. And Alberta and Texas are very deeply connected because that's the energy of basically like North America, right? I mean, I'm sitting in a place right now in a city called Burnaby where they're building this pipeline, you know, and there's these prophecies of the black snake, right? Because the natives are up here big time protesting. They're up here every day. I got military helicopters flying over top. It's, you'd never hear about it. Like last year, they shut down the rail lines from coast to coast. You know, you'd never hear about it on the news.
Wow.
Of course. Right.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, this is what it is, right? This is what it is. And, I mean, it's all connected. You know what I mean? It's all connected from that prophecy of the black snake to the Christian paradigm to the Satanism to the energy. It's all, you know, it's connected, right? So that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate that call, man. Please keep listening. Go ahead. I got the lines open.
No, I was gonna say real quickly. I don't know if you want to respond to this or Brother Kwame. Remember some years ago that these Baphomet statues start popping up all over the place, and maybe with the brother was saying with the satanic energy, maybe that was the start of these. That was the start of these portals, so-called portals, whatever. To bring in these negative entities and what we're dealing with now mixed in with this COVID situation, especially shutting down the church.
Brother Tony, go ahead.
What he's talking about, the four prophecies, that the eagle will land on the moon, the spider will spin a web around the earth, the black snake will travel across the north of Turtle Island, and then when the women get up and sing is when they know that the fifth world is beginning, and that's what he's talking about, the pipeline, is that's the black snake that's going across Turtle Island. And what he's doing is that he's talking about the First Nations are fighting for their land rights because they don't even have the rights to be able to get those type of things in which they're given to the people because the British Parliament or the Prime Minister that's doing that, they're still encroaching, trying to get their land, to get the resources from the reservation nations' land and their energy that's on their land. This is what the big fight is.
I
know he's telling the truth because Montreal, brother, I still got you in Canada. I still got you, British Columbia. We used to always see Montreal wanted to secede from Canada because they French. Montreal, Quebec, is actually very hostile. And then you had the other groups that was between us and there was a war a long time ago in Canada. The Native Americans, they gave all the casinos. We got in Buffalo the Mohawks and the Iroquois. Now, Iroquois is the Federation people. That's why I say, if you don't know these indigenous groups' names on the doctrines that they made the treaties with, you are lost. And the treaties are under Jesuit control. So in order to see a treaty, you got to go to the Jesuit website. That's all I'm going to say. If you don't do that, it's on you. Every treaty is on the Jesuit website. That's all I'm going to say. Now, let's get this call going. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are powerful today. Brother Kwame, finish up on that. Because what's your thoughts on the indigenous from my area, which is Mohawks, Iroquois, and then you got Canadian.
Are the same. They're the same. Those are the indigenous nation is Iroquois, Algonquin, Ojibwe, Mohawk, Seneca, and Pequot, but those were the original nations, and then you have the five civilized nations, which is the Cherokee, the Creek, those, because they assimilated into the English, and this is where they had the last big battle in 1812 when Tecumseh was killed because he was trying to unify the civilized nations to stay within the nations, and this is what the doctrine of discovery is always talking about now that they presented to the UN.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, comment, please. I got the lines open. Comment. I'm on y'all right now before I bring in the big guns.
So up here in British Columbia and where I'm at, we have what the Salish Nation, right? And then we have the Squamish Nation. And so we have like the Salish Sea basically runs along the coast of from Vancouver down into Washington State. So the Salish peoples, like, up in the city that I'm close to called Port Moody. It's probably the deepest city in the inlet. And the people there were black people. Like, if you look at some of the old pictures and artifacts, they were black as night. I mean, they were black peoples. And that's what you have up here. And what you have going on in the reservations is what the government does, the British government with Trudeau, they take natives who are part, you know, like a half, you know, a half or a third, a quarter, and they get them into the reservation system. So there's a fight between the two chief systems. There's a fight between the hereditary chiefs, and there's a fight between what you have is called the elected chiefs that come from the British government. And so this is the way, and they get them to corporatize their land, and then once it's corporatized, the treaties are over, and they could buy out the land, and they can push their energy.
Right.
So I just want to
say the same thing they did here with the FBI, the full-blooded Indians, and the $5 Indians, in which these were the Europeans that got their names put on the DOS roll because they raped and pillaged the women of the indigenous nations in order to do that. The biggest thing that they did was there in Oklahoma when the oil was discovered and taking the land from the people that they had put there on the Trail of Tears and then discovered they put them on land that was full of oil. So, yeah, they're fighting for the resources of this island. And this is
now,
the battle
on.
That
let me ask that, because are you familiar with British Columbia being called Turtle Island? Are you familiar with that? Or have you heard
all,
that term?
Yeah,
language?
All of this was all of this.
No, not
done.
Not you.
This
not you. I'm talking to him. He's in Canada, because we know where you're from. In Canada, have you ever heard y'all called Turtle Island?
Yeah, I've heard that about Vancouver Island, because Vancouver on the coast of BC, you have Vancouver, and then you have Vancouver Island, and yeah, that's what the Native Nations would call Vancouver Island. You know what's crazy about there is. There's this pastor who I follow, Kevin Annette, and he was talking to these natives from Kamloops, which is inland. It's north. It's a little, well, not too far north. But anyways, Kamloops, and they had a residential school up there. And in, I think it was 53, Prince Philip, the one who just died, him and the queen, they came on a tour of that residential school up in Kamloops. And they went there, and they went down to the river with 17 kids. And those kids disappeared. No one ever seen them again. And this is documented.
What?
And this, you could look it up. Look up Kevin Annette. I mean, this is known in the native interior here, right?
Right, because, right. That's no. I'm glad you're telling me. I'm gonna look it up. Believe me. I'm just like, wow. What you just said, just like what? That was the response. Wow.
Yeah. So the natives up here, they hate the royals because they know. And I mean, that's just the half of it. Like they've been. I don't know if you ever heard of Willie Picton, but they've been basically sacrificing. Like, these Native women go missing, like, on a monthly basis up here. Like, they even have a highway called the Highway of Tears, and it's known you don't want to get caught on the highway. So this is what it is.
Wow.
This is what it is, yeah.
Now I hope you can
see.
Hello? Go ahead. What'd you say?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say that there was a guy who came out and they said he was crazy, but he said that those pig farm murders that occurred in Canada, that the queen was the one that was in charge. It was directing the farmer to do all those killings, and people just ignored him.
So his brother, Will Picton's brother, his name was Willie Picton. His brothers were involved with the Hells Angels, right? And the Hells Angels... This is what I've heard, and I mean, there's many stories going around because that happened.
Right, go ahead.
So they basically were picking up women off the downtown east side, mostly Native women. Actually, my buddy's aunt was one of them, and they were basically having these crazy parties, and different like goth groups from the 90s would play out at this farm, at the pig farm. It's called Piggy's Palace, Willie's Pig Palace, and they would have big, you know, just satanic parties, basically, and, you know, all just the most grotesque things you could think of. But Willie Picton got all the blame. But the reality is there's no way he could have been on this by himself. So, and the RCMP had known about it for years and years and years, right? And so that's where many dignitaries would have gone out to these parties. People in government around here had gone out to these parties. You know what I mean? And it was a blackmail operation, right, to get people, you know, videotape of them being at these parties. So this is what it was.
And so basically, again, we go through the British Empire. And I heard earlier, I hope y'all been listening. We play Prince Philip. Prince Philip, his whole demeanor, he said, we got a window of time. I told you, the window of time with the zodiac signs that they've been given. You have had so many opportunities now, everybody who's listening, to really see what's going on. Because the vaccination, the system that this brother just gave you in Canada, I played a clip by the social credit. If you don't think social credit is trying to get into America, and once it's in America, it's over, everybody, because you are Babylon the Great. Because you're the only group that has multiple weapons. So now they're getting people. I told you the microchip is in everybody. If you took these shots recently, they're going to make you do shit that you don't really want to do. Like the people who are crashing. What idiot crashes into the White House in a bunker?
And look at these mass shootings that didn't happen. Come on now.
Come on.
And look
That's
what
my
happened.
Point.
And all this happened as soon as Biden got in office. Now every
right.
other week, it's like two or three mass shootings now a week now.
Mass shootings. I told you though, that's the ritual. These people said by April 19th, I gave y'all the date.
They believe
April
19th. They were going to be saved.
Hey, I'm going to get one more caller. I got a caller waiting. Hold on. This caller.
And don't forget,
caller,
April 21st was the anniversary of Prince's death, too, some years ago.
Yeah. Let me tell you, they use these dates because, again, y'all said we drove over here. In order to, anybody who's been on the boat, now, luckily, I'm not a sailor, but I've been around a lot of boats, getting on boats because, you know, people have boats. I don't know how to drive them. I get on them with them. All got navigation systems. They all got navigation systems. I noticed that. And I noticed that those who are rich, they have sonar. See, sonar on a boat gives you depth. Now, where do they learn this at to get this sonar, you know, everything from the sky? I told you a long time ago, y'all don't like these books, the Book of Enoch, the Watchers. Everything
who
is being watched.
Who took the pictures, Bo? Who took the pictures?
Huh?
Who took the pictures in ancient days?
Not my point. Who took the pictures? We still ain't heard that point. Who took the pictures of the coastlines to be asking these questions? Because today, to be able to look like a turtle or to even do Pangea. See, Pangea had to be done from the sky to see this all a puzzle. Let me get to 0582. You've been waiting for a long time. Go ahead, 0582. We're about to put it on y'all.
Who that? See, I see looking at
Okay. They listen. I love our people. They put their hand
Drive
up,
on.
But they lost. Go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, I just sent you the Canadian Holocaust, and it's on. You can pull it up, and they gives you, and what it says is the part that it's a whole page, but it says Canadian churches, corporations, and government are guilty of international genocide in violation of the United Nations Convention on Genocide, which ratified in 1952. And he was just
right.
saying that those children came up missing in 53. This is what they've got a whole, it's a 114-page PDF on the Canadian Holocaust.
And also, tell them about that the HBO special that you told me about. I tell them about what you've seen that's coming.
Oh, the one, it just came out. It started on, Netflix, and it's talking about white supremacy. And what's the name? I sent it to you.
Another experiment. Everything is an experiment. White supremacy, experiment. Black Lives Matter, experiment. And then we take it on back down to Martin Luther King, and so on and so on and so on. We've always been in some sort of experiment. Nothing is seems what it seems to be, because now
just like the George Floyd trial that's going on right now too.
That's an experiment. You know, why would they just pick him out of all the millions because of the man with his knee on the neck? That's an experiment. Everything we see with our senses our frequency, our eyes, our skin that opens up, which is pores, their eyes, and soak in. We're soaking in these experiments. We're all in an experiment right now because we're trying to figure out, well, why the hell are we going through all these different experiments?
Exactly.
Who took the picture from the sky? So that means there's something out there that's already been taking pictures and collecting data.
Okay.
Data.
What
you asked me about is called the extermination of all the brutes, and what they're doing is showing the timeline of how they came into, when they came in and invaded, how they've been doing and exterminating the genocidal process around the world.
But ain't that eugenics? Ain't that eugenics?
It's part of eugenics, yeah, but it's deeper than that. Eugenics is attacking.
Come on. Eugenics came about in the time of the civil rights era. I mean, we had the first, anybody realize the first church that Margaret Singer, the first one, she's a woman, she said, let's go to the church. I mean, you can only make this up so long. She said, let's go to the church, Margaret Singer, and she went to Abyssinia, because Ethiopia really is called Abyssinia. She went to Abyssinia Baptist Church by one of the most prominent black people of the era, his church. And he went, and she told blacks to start getting abortions. Now, her group goes back to Sigmund Freud, Sir Galton. If y'all don't know who Sir Galton is, that's not my fault, because he's been out for long. I mean, he went to Africa with this mission. I don't know how anybody can go into Africa and tell people not to have kids, and you look totally different. That's something. It's another question we should be asking ourselves. How could somebody?
Brother, can I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead. Comment on it.
Yeah. So okay, up here we have something called Health and Family Services, right? And right now, there's a new agenda that's being pushed. And it's down in the States too, but it's in the education system with kids, you know, talking about getting rid of gender, right? And there's these real experimental surgeries that they've been doing on a lot of the kids. Gender, you know, they call them puberty blocking surgeries, and they give them these hormones
chemicals. Now, that's a transvestite that Joe Biden just brought in from America.
Right.
He is
sterilization.
So when we talk about exterminating, for example, the indigenous, we have something called Health and Family Services. So through that, that's where the adoption happens. So kids that are in troubled homes, they go into Health and Family Services, they fish them out to adoption agencies. Most of the adoption agencies are ran through the churches. But who's most of the kids that get into Health and Family Services? Over 60% First Nations. And so that's the same people that are getting these surgeries. That over 60% of the people that are coming in to get these gender, you know, swapping surgeries are from Health and Family Services. So there's a way higher rate of these things being done on the indigenous.
The new missionary schools,
right?
Yeah,
wow.
It's the adoption agencies that are controlled by the churches, right? But it's Health and Family Services that controls the kids at first.
We feel you 100. We feel you. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. We're about to take y'all to the – we got 12:30. Now, I'm going to tell everybody who's listening, who out there, better re-podcast this one. This ain't played on no other show is playing this, guaranteed. This is the Masonic, Eastern Star, all indigenous nations worship a star system, including – British Columbia, all of them know about the star. All of them got prophecies, like Brother Kwame said. They got the snake. He mentioned the snake. What's on the snake? Medical. Medical has the snake
and
on
the 5-point stars on the Captain America shield.
Thank you. Hold on. The 5-point star on Captain America, but what's in basketball? The 6-point star.
6-point star, yep.
Yeah, basketball switched. Basketball has mutated because they mutating the fucking athletes by COVID-19 daily. That's why LeBron James finally got hurt. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wonderful show. Everybody, prepare. See, this is what nobody's going to bring you this. This is the prayer to ISIS. Listen to this. They're using hip-hop. Listen to the prayer of ISIS. The musicians there got paid phenomenal. They made my whole paycheck, my whole year's salary in one setting. What a musician. Y'all love fucking hip-hop, huh? I think you better listen to this.
Yeah.
That was the concerto to Isis during the Grand Parade of the Pharaohs, happened last Saturday before Easter on the day of Saturn. Isis was invoked on the planet Earth through satellite transmission across all spectrums. Welcome to the Helios. We're about to get hotter and hotter. That was, y'all got to hear it first. If y'all never heard it, that was the concerto to Isis done on the grand holiday of the Pharaohs.
Dry bones. Okay, the translation, anybody want to find out what she was singing, go to Egypt Today, the English translation of the ancient Egyptian song at the Golden Parade. And the second line in that stanza, what she was singing says, the Lady of the West and two lands, reverence for Isis. She is the greatest eye of Ra in the providence. Reverence to Isis. You offer dear the precious for the king of Egypt. Why is she saying west and Egypt is in the east?
Well, everybody should know
because
this.
I'm
going to give them to the crowd, bro. It says, so shall. It says, as what? As the sun sets in the east, so shall the sin of the Son of Man in the west. So this east and west, it's all the masonry, man. It's the double eagle. It's a double eagle. It's a double eagle. Let me get some New York in here.
Right.
Let me go to 9927.
And so stand the brother in the east. So stands the grandmaster.
Your grandmaster sits in the east, but in the west. It says in the Bible, the book of Revelation says, and shall the Son of Man be seen in the what? In the west. Let me go to 9927. We know this shit. Kiss go.
In the west. We can get to the west. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got
to check
out
the women. Hold on. The power of the women's seat. So y'all keep thinking, let me let you go, sister. But y'all be forgetting, though, women have been ruling for a long time. You had Golda Meir of Israel. You had the queen of the India. She was a woman, India, the woman from India. They all had this because India, I hate people to say this, but why y'all leave India out of a lot of stuff? That's another thing about people. Want to leave India. Like, India ain't ruling over you either. India ruling over you, too. Every time you make a call.
Kamala's parents from India.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. The Cali. What is Sir? Sir shows you Cali. Come on, man. Come on. I feel like football. Come on, man. 0582. You on the air.
And she was born in Oakland, California.
Ain't California. Thank you, bro. Thank you. I love y'all so much. There you go. The queen. And then, I think the queen of Cali was black, right? That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Okay. Let me go to 0582. 0582, you had your hand up. 0582. Going once. Going twice. Gone. All right.
Hey, let me jump in real quick, bro. If you go on to experience.com, well, I check my credit every day. Now it is saying because of the COVID-19 situation, a lot of these credit card companies are no longer accepting credit card applications.
Now, this was happening. I'm glad you brought this up because I'm only going through lifetime experience. I ain't got time to make up some shit. If you got lines of credit, the problem going to be if you have debt to ratio. Debt to ratio is going to eliminate them giving. They're going to keep the debt. They're going to give you the line. So when you used to see, like, I got 5,000. If your credit was 10,000 and you see 5,000 and you still got 5,000, they're going to cut that 5,000 that you still got out. That's called a great reset. See, I knew it then. I said, oh, shit. So now it made sense that I invested in silver because, see, they can cut all that shit out. They won't. But sometimes crypto, there's crypto on silver now. Get the crypto silver currency. It's the Wizard of Oz. I can't explain this no more to y'all in masonry. I can't because you're going to have me get killed for y'all asses. I ain't going to be no Jesus figure here. But let me tell you this. The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's shoes were silver. They was never red. That's all I'm going to say. Her shoes was never red in the book.
Brother Bonnie, oh, shit.
Yeah. Look at the book. Her shoes were silver. In the book of The Wizard of Oz by Frank Baum. I don't even need script. That's all in my head. Frank Baum. Ain't Brom.
Red represent liquid gold.
Yeah.
Liquid gold.
See, the street was gold because Wall Street was the Emerald City. See, Wall Street is the Emerald City. And the Wizards is the speculators. They got you believing shit. And so, like y'all know, now the Native Americans is a whole different ballgame. I'm going to tell you something. They won't let me make a Native American story. Mm-mm. Because they'll be mad at me. Because somehow they sold out to the mafia for casinos. No one talks about that. Ain't no book written. I got to get that book out. Because it's a hell of a how they all in Buffalo. Ain't they in Buffalo, sister? They running live in Buffalo. They about to build shit right in Buffalo, ain't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah or nay?
They definitely got casinos.
Yeah, they
built,
got it going on. I'm talking, we're going to talk about facts, good and evil today. The so-called Seneca Indians that y'all just named made a bunch of deals that y'all don't like to talk about. I looked it up. I went to Vatican Treaties. I told y'all the name. And they'll tell you that they were able to walk in with the help of who? Now, the help of who going to scare the shit out of y'all? Y'all go, when we do the next show on the Vatican and all this shit about how this all working together in religion, because the Vatican love ISIS. I hope y'all know that. I don't think y'all get it. The Vatican love ISIS. Shit, they kill you for ISIS. So you ain't going to kill nobody for Jesus. That's why you ain't won yet. So they're going to kill you for ISIS. Because ISIS controls the dick. Ain't that what she get? Didn't she look for the dick? Ain't that not right? In the story, she looks for dick.
But what color is the Pope's shoes? You said Dorothy's shoes is silver.
Red. His shoes is red. His shoes is red.
For the blood of what?
Yeah. We know what the blood for.
Yeah.
We know. Yeah. But the shoes are red. They even have a red mass over here. All of them got a red mass. Anybody who does Catholicism, they got a red mass where all the Supreme Court justices go to. It's called the red mass, and the high cardinal out of New York. They didn't hold the cardinal festival that they usually do with the presidents and Biden. And they didn't hold that. See, they didn't hold that because they knew Trump would have whooped his ass. You know what I'm talking about in New York. Go way back. That dinner that the card, all politicians got to go to the cardinal in New York and do a roast, a celebrity roast. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know they ain't do that with Biden and Trump. You know it's that, right? They use COVID.
That's why
I want to see if y'all really alert, because see, this is real deep. See, these rituals are deep. If y'all have never been initiated in something, it's really deep to the psyche. I don't know if you've been raped or whatever. It's almost like a rape of the mind. I'm not going to tell you what you got to do, but if you do things to get in something, it's a rape of the mind. It's done on purpose.
Speaking on rituals.
It's rituals.
Speaking on rituals.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Look, I work in the film industry up here, right? So I'm an artist. I deal with movie sets all day. So it's crazy because all the churches are shut down, right? But at least three times in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, we've been working in churches doing movies, right? So if you think about a ritual, imagine that, where the congregants can't go to church, but it's people making a movie. So,
right.
Not interesting.
Right. Now you mentioned something. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is why I get into what the mindset. Now, you mentioned that the churches and all this stuff, but this is part of a communist manifesto. I'm not only going to give the terms that most people are going to know. This is communism versus capitalism, because that's why Godzilla versus King Kong. King Kong is Wall Street. He goes to Empire State Building. And, of course, Godzilla is from China. So this is a symbolism of what is really happening in your real life. So they use animation and so forth. Movies, again, I'm so glad you called. It's a beautiful conversation with you. The movies industry is the one that set us up for all this because I got a clip that I play for here all the time. I love sci-fi, and I had my man Yo Jeff was on sci-fi here in South Florida. We love sci-fi because sci-fi pretty much told us everything. What's your take on the movie industry since you deal with it? Christianity's under attack. Christianity's under attack in this country because that they have to attack Christianity. Communism must attack your religion first. So if you attack Christianity, and then you bring down the people's religion to being to almost a sheeple type mentality. What's your take on the satanic power if they're using movies and imagery to go across our mind?
I'm the one that makes it. So as a scenic artist, I'm the dude that makes it look like a writer comes up with an idea. Sits down with the designer says, okay, this is how we're going to put it on to, make set, and then the designer comes to me. So when we talk about the satan, I got to be careful when I say, but when we talk about the satanic paradigm, it's everywhere. I mean, every show that I've done in the last, maybe not every show, but I mean, many shows that I've done in the last, especially 4 or 5 years are deep. Now, I don't know if it's just I end up on these shows or what it is, but they're just deeply, there's a deep underlying theme of Satanism. And that's why I mentioned earlier that the Christian paradigm, because you don't have the satanic paradigm without the Christian paradigm, and you don't have the Christian paradigm without the satanic. Like, they come together.
That's good and evil.
Exactly.
Now, you just named our show. Our show is Hail Isis, We Serve Good and Evil. So without those two paradigms, you can't even have this existence. So they created two paradigms, what we just said earlier. I think
you saw that good and evil again Monday. What happened? There was a sporting event the day after Easter. The NCAA National Chip, the basketball game.
Right.
The Southern Baptist Baylor Bears beat the Jesuit Gonzagas, whooped their ass. And Gonzaga was the undefeated team, and Baylor beat them.
Right. And Baylor
Indiana.
I'm glad you brought that up because Baylor, there was something for all you in Buffalo, the referee that hit his head is from Buffalo, everybody. If you don't know, the referee that hit his head in the Baylor game that got taken out immediately was from Buffalo, homeborn Buffalo, New York. I was like, what? And I'm like, so you look him up, see if y'all know who this cat is. But that is deep because, again, a war with the Jesuits, a war with now, so I hate to say this to y'all, but the Protestant, they call WAPs, Anglo-Saxon Protestants, came over here, which Brother Kwame say, Indigenous Immigration Act. Now, the German population in America, we did a program on this on population, a long time ago, because I felt I was being very much, and I'm not going to say anything about any group, but just because a lot of Spanish people have done so many good things for me, I'm never going to diss that. But I'm looking at demographics on the principle of economics, not on good people, because good people they expand boundaries. But people who just deal with...
Hey, brother, on the Jesuits, can I just say one thing on the Jesuits you mentioned?
Go ahead, please. Feel free.
Yeah, so... One thing, okay, up here, like for me in film, I deal with the location. So a lot of time I'm on location, not in the studio. So most, like right now, tons of the locations that we film at are controlled by the church. Like I said, I've been in churches, like any of the, we work in a mental hospital up here big time that, you know, at one time was controlled by the church and the land was owned by the, like, so there's a huge connection between the church, especially the Jesuit Catholic Church and the film industry and what you're seeing on TV. So I just wanted to mention that.
No, I'm glad you're saying that because, you can see what y'all say colony. Since they've been saying colony. Colonization is an ancient principle. I don't know why we don't say it as an ancient principle because it kind of makes people – but if, say the Jesuits learn.
Well, that's what's going on right now is recolonization to colonize another entity. So I know a lot of people might think this is too far-fetched,
But if you really look at the whole scenario of it, it's just like a movie. It's actually what's going on. A reset is for recolonization. So basically, they're recolonizing, they depopulate, and they get the people under control. They get rid of the ones that they can't, you know, don't need anymore.
My goodness.
Cap will be gone soon, and they're recolonizing. This is a recolonization. And
what's
then
y'all
there's going to be a colonization because they're
building another
utopia. They're building. Each time they depopulate, they're building.
Right. Now, you say you say colony. I want to bring this into Christian perspective because the Christian paradigm, because I told you the Bible is an alien book. Think about what it says. It says, like you just said, the two animal instincts of colonization that they worship, even in masonry, is a beehive and an ant. These two principles are colonizational animals and instinct, and it feeds off a queen who gets it all day long to keep creating. Now, this concept, y'all think is just primitive because it's insect, but for it to be put in the alien Bible as major principles tells me that colonization is always in the thinking, regardless if it's been up.
Hey, go back and watch that Marvel Ant-Man movie. Maybe they'll explain it. They'll catch it faster.
Maybe they should.
But what is one thing? What is one thing man can't colonize?
Well, one thing he can't colonize?
He can't colonize nature. He can buy land. He can do that. He can tear it down. But nature cannot be colonized. They build colonizations
on nature.
Now, nature's
bad. I agree with you. Nature bad. I mean, according to the...
Nature will be mutated.
The higher good
is
supposed to
be
nature.
It can be mutated, but it can't be colonized, but it can be manipulated.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let's take. No, I'm glad you brought that in, sister. Let's do the sex. Let's go into sex, everybody. Can't nature manipulate? Because nature is a sexual being. It manipulates at all time frames. Somebody used to tell me, you know, they've been cloning. They have been cloning fruits for a long time. I mean, I didn't even realize they were cloning fruits back in the ancient times. They were making hybrids of fruit. They can hybrid marijuana today and make different, but they say that the seed itself stays potent, but it disintegrates by just smidges as it be cloned. So if something is greater than you and it clones you, that's where the parent thing comes from. This is usually simple knowledge. The parents feel like they really control you. I know I did. Like you've heard it from your own family. I brought you in this world. I'll take you out. How many of y'all heard that? Come on.
All the time.
I brought you. So obviously, this is a concept. Now, take that concept and make it to the fucking thousandth power of control. That's what we're dealing with, your own micro-macro. You know, in a small sense, we all want control. But something on a higher level wants ultimate control. Now, I wonder what you would do, all you on this line, with good and evil, if you had ultimate control, but actually own self. Don't answer me. Answer your own psyche. If I had all control, what would I really fucking do? Would I be, you know, I know that the church control all this. Obviously, I serve ISIS. I told you serving ISIS because ISIS is a whore. Yeah, you better look her up. The whoring was great in those days. I don't think y'all know. See, some of the treaties that y'all Native Americans talk about was done through pussy. Yes, it was. Yeah, look it up.
But when you talk about ISIS and you talk about the what's above, the star, that the biggest star in our solar system is Sirius, and Sirius is called ISIS.
And it's a dog. It's a dog. The dog star. The same star that I told you the women came from, that's why they call bitches. And when I went and looked up bitches, it took me to the goddess bitches. Go look it up. I'm not making this up to be stupid because I ain't that bright. Just look it up. It says goddess bitches. It takes you straight to India.
If it's a star, it's a star. But it has
but
other
what you
planets.
What
you
have
think
is,
a star have other beings around it?
Go ahead, sir.
The Philly Star has more beings around it, more realms around it, more dimensions around it. So we're not the only dimension that's in this United Verse, which they call the universe, the United Verse, okay, because everything started with a verse. So since we're in this galactic formation and all these different dimensions that NASA wants to hide with their alien draconian selves, when they know we're not just dealing, NASA is just full of crap anyway with the spaceships going up and down. Them ain't nothing but toys. We're dealing with interdimensional portals.
They just claimed, not making this up, this is news.
They said
they landed on Mars.
For the people, the brother is dealing with production. That's production, too. That's another whole high level of production work that they have to do to convince us that they're going on Mars. They already have.
What's your thought? Okay, that's so. Let's make it. Okay,
they've been saying,
I'm not saying this. I look at y'all send me the NASA news. I go look it up.
NASA.
They told me.
NASA.
They said, no, they said they let a drone. I'm not making this up. The time that the pyramids are going around.
No. I've read it too. But that don't necessarily mean that what they're saying is peace.
I know, I'm not saying, but I'm saying this.
Too, in it. And I know you know.
What they showed me.
I'm telling the people out here that NASA has to play two parts. We're dealing with good and evil, right? So NASA has to do good and evil. So they have to hide. They have to trick you into shooting their toys up in the sky. Then they have to trick you with green screen. And then they actually have interstellar portals because your mind ain't ready for that yet. See, that connection right there you can't handle.
Hold on. You've been told not to believe into these things, but in actuality, they're actually making this into reality.
Because it is really
Okay, but I'm trying to figure out what you're going with. Let me jump in real quick. Hold on, time out, Queen. We need to go back and read Dr. Delbert Blair's work, his book, The World Within. Let's just say for shits and giggles, the sake of the argument and context of the argument, everything that they say is outer space is actually the opposite. Inner space, meaning that everything is in this planet already. That's just the perspective I want to throw out there.
Okay.
Maybe everything that goes on that they say is out there is actually happening inside the planet. We have these different worlds and dimensions and stuff that's already here inside this planet.
Now, let's go with the movie. Okay, somebody told me from below, they said it talked about Hollow Earth. So if this display of what you just said is inner Earth, because Earth got different layers, none of us, I mean, they used to tell us movies about going into the Earth. Y'all remember the movies of sci-fi movies, Voyage Beneath the Sea and all that crap. So they know
I've seen portals open up with my own very eyes. So therefore, with my glasses on, okay, and it doesn't matter if I had them off. The sky is so goddamn big, you don't even need your glasses on to see the shit. So they are dealing with portals that actually exist because they've been dealing with portals before I was born. And this stuff is on record. So there is nothing, this is not nothing new because there's nothing new under any of these suns that we have around us. Because we got more than one.
Can I comment on the point?
We're dealing with intergalactic trading. You know, they got prices on stars. They got prices on meteorites and rocks, and I'm like, yeah,
no, they're way ahead of us. They're not using money to get this. This is not money. They're using resources. I'm gonna hold up for a minute. They're buying up the resources. Now let me hear about that, because if this is what you're saying, brother, I heard you say, can you get on a portal? If you got people making transactions to go to Mars, go to the moon. I mean, in order to make this money, what would be the premise? Go ahead. Let me hear from you about the portal. Go ahead.
So this is, okay, in here in British Columbia, there's a city called Burnaby. That's where, and Burnaby, Burnaby's a powerful city. In Burnaby, there's a lot, it's like a tech hub. And Gordy Rose, I don't know, you ever heard of a guy named Gordy Rose? He's got a computer system called Kindred. And Kindred is one of these quantum supercomputers. So Kindred, it's here in Burnaby. And basically, I listened to him do a TED Talk, and he describes how this computer is alive. It's got, like, cooling cells in it that are like a heartbeat. And his belief through this computer is that the AI will usher in, demons, really. And if you think about it, why would demons come in the physical? Like, if demons are spirit, they could come in the spirit, too, through AI. And so that's what you have with the portals opening. And if you talked about Draco, you talked about, sorry, not Draco, you talked about Vlad the Impaler earlier. And you talk about Transylvania and all that and Dracula. Now, there's a castle over there that was said to have a bottomless pit underneath it, and that was a portal of demons, you know what I mean? And that's the origins of the royal family, as you'd mentioned. So
right.
I just wanted to mention those portals.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'm that sounds like the Avengers first movie.
And his name was – no, let's get his real name out there. I don't want to – he said his name was Vlad the Impaler Bay. Look it up. Vlad
wow.
the Impaler Bay, that was his name.
But
and what's that dude on YouTube?
About...
DJ Vlad that does all the interviews with the hip hop stars and
that's
everything.
Right. DJ Vlad, thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
DJ, I mean, Dry Bones. You spoke about Godzilla and King Kong, correct?
Right.
Wall
Go ahead,
Street
yeah.
and China.
Yep.
The
yep.
new movie. In the new movie, Godzilla, where do they go? Did he find out that he where he gets his power from? Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, yeah. Somebody told me, he said, you got to watch it because it's mentioning Hollow Earth. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, we did a
he
show.
He goes into
Somebody
Hollow Earth.
What's up with this? We did a show. When the Pope came here, they went to Cuba. That's why I had to go. Then they came to Philadelphia. Then they went to America first, then to Cuba, to mix with Archbishop Quail, the Archbishop of Russia. That was the deadly wound that the church broke apart when they was under Constantine and the Ottoman Turks.
But where did he come first after he left Cuba? He came to Miami because
right,
he was
right.
following Madonna was doing concerts before him.
Right.
Opening
but he came,
the way.
He came here because the Jesuits here, we got a lot of Jesuit schools because we in free Jesuit territory. We on the, like Chief Warhurst said, we on the 31st parallel. That means we was a free state. That's why the pirates are here.
Have you heard of a bishop called Raimondus Martini?
Say his name. Say it again.
No. He's really a monk. He's a monk from the 1400s. His name was Raimondus Martini. He's of the Dominican order.
Yeah, Dominican. That's right.
Oh,
the Franciscan order. They call it the Franciscan
right.
order. Go ahead.
Right, so this is the monk who brought you the J. You know how we talk about the J was never in the alphabet. This
right.
he's the one who brought Jehovah as a name for God other than Yahweh. So
right.
he did a lot of transliteration of old literature, like of
right.
Moorish ancient
That's
Hebrew
right.
literature. And so,
right.
In regard to the Jesuit paradigm, this is before the Jesuits were really set up. This is like I said, around 1400, I believe, but. He's an important figure that never gets discussed, Raimondus Martini, and
yes.
that's the name that
yes.
everybody should know.
Yeah.
But
because
Pope Francis
was he a descendant of Jose Marti?
I'm not sure. Raymond Martini. Raimondus is his name.
Raimondus. No, Jose
right.
Martini.
I know, but when we look at the Afro diaspora coming out of Latin America, and when Jose Marti wrote This Shining City of Ours before the
yes,
Latino explosion coming
yep.
from the lower part.
Yep. Yep.
Going into the America.
Yep. Hold on. Y'all doing so much deep. Let's get the people. Now, Jose Marti, is where we get from the Cuban Latin explosion, and then we get that from what you're talking about, the Jesuits, which is before Jose Marti. But all the schools in Florida are named after Jesuits. I'm talking about all of them. St. Thomas Aquinas, all of them. We got all Jesuit schools, Miami. I tell you, that's a fact. Now, let's go there, because I'm glad you brought this up. We're going to take
the
this to another level here.
Pope Francis.
He's a Jesuit.
But where does he come? But he's the first pope to ever
Argentina.
Come out of the West. All
he
the,
came from Argentina.
Right. Where did Thomas Hitler go when he disappeared?
Argentina.
That's where the Nazis went, and they sent all of their people there down
hold
in
on,
Argentina.
Hold on. Let's go to sci-fi. We learned that from the boys from Brazil with Gregory Peck. We learned that
right.
from them. Yeah. What a great movie.
Thomas
Aquinas was an alchemist, brother.
Yeah. Alchemist is a lot to do with what you're talking about, because alchemy was a very powerful thing. But let's talk about that, the boys from Brazil for a minute. Weren't they cloning? There was cloning through an astrological mathematical equation on producing another Hitler. Remember that? Cloning in the Gregory Peck era. We were kids watching that. Called the boys from where? I told you where the highest black population at. Ain't in America. It's in
and
Brazil.
And what is the highest... What is the highest religion in Brazil? It used to be
Yuba,
Buddha.
Yuba,
right.
Santeria. What else do you want to go through? It's a whole bunch of them. Thank you, brother. I want you to jump in, please. Jump in, because you know you're from the lot of them. Brazil is a sex capital, dude. Transvestites, everything under the sun. The Brazilian carnival is the best in the world in the Western Hemisphere. I only get the Miami version, the Trini version. But, I mean, let's be real. They butt naked. I think they know something about going on down there. And they right across from Africa. That's the closest route to go to Africa. It's not in America.
But what's on the mountain of Brazil?
Central America is the closest that you can go to. So that's why the Vatican had to make deals with Spain. I'm under Spanish territory right now. Ponce de Leon, his name everywhere. Jose
This just broke out. The state of Maryland becomes the first state to repeal police Bill of Rights. So
the police
in Maryland, they're done.
The law. So they're going to bring it. Now, they're going to bring perfect analogy. Maryland, ISIS land. See, thank you, bro. Appreciate you bringing that back to ISIS. Maryland is ISIS.
No, Maryland and Virginia, Virgin Mary. That's what they named it.
Thank you for adding the part. Yeah. That's ISIS. We all know that. Why you did the penis there, bro? We know the whole layout. We did the whole tour. The whole tour. It's made just like an owl. I ain't say penis. I said an owl.
Yeah, but what do you have that sits in between Maryland and Virginia is what?
Maryland.
The DMV is what it's called. You got the palace.
Yeah, but my point is to y'all out there, this is actually what we're saying is actually one-on-one knowledge. It really shouldn't be. This has been done by Dr. Quaid. Everybody untold you this. How many times you got to go to a seminar and still don't understand? That's the question we should be asking. Because what we're saying now ain't even old. This is like been saying since the last 15 to 25, maybe 30 years now, what we just
But
saying.
See, the thing is, because everybody on this line does the research and study, everybody outside of that, now it's questionable. But it's like sometimes, this is just my thought, whatever, sometimes we spend too much time beating up on the people who don't study. By now, if they're not going to study, they haven't done it then. They're not going to do it now, and we need to move on.
Well, yeah, but that you are, because basically we don't do the old ways no more. I mean, we don't go door to door like the beginning days of all this. Those who was in this type of stuff, you would have to go door to door.